Welcome back, Grapes and Gorak, episode 13. I think we figured that out last.
You were right. You guessed. I think you guessed 12 when you got it.
I had 12, so we're at 13 now. Hopping into week 8, going to review week 7 against the Jets. Another victory Monday
three in a row.
For us.
Three in a row. Back on track.
First place in the NFC North.
Sole first place. Those Bears, everyone thought the Bears were like the next coming of like the top NFC teams. And I don't know, two losses in a row.
I don't see it. They almost won. Or they almost tied it. They almost tied it on the Fail Mary.
Yeah, well, it was like 2 yards short.
Yeah. Kevin White, almost.
Best thing he's ever done in his life, I think, really. You think
since college. He was pretty fast and pretty good in college.
Yeah, I feel like he was mostly overrated.
I know it was either him or we'll talk about him later, Amari Cooper. Those are the two guys in the draft.
Yeah, Cooper went first and it was White right behind it, right? Top 10. I think they were both top 10.
Yeah, I think White was number 7, Cooper was 4. So, we'll get to that one later.
Yeah, big trade, obviously. We're going to talk about
that. That happened today.
Yeah, Raiders traded Cooper to Cowboys for first round pick. So. No.
But right now we're talking
Vikings.
Vikings. Vikings. That's
another
what
win.
This podcast is about.
It's about the Vikings.
Vikings podcast.
And then like 4% about Jimmy Butler ruining our team.
Yes. Yes. And 10% about Teddy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We really need to up the Teddy talk,
He's coming to town. He's coming to town. Again, we'll talk about that.
We're jumping ahead here.
Yeah. Jets, Vikings, 37-17. Vikings win. Sam Darnold. Better for the Jets now and the future than Kirk Cousins.
He looked like genuinely bad.
He didn't get any help from his receivers.
A couple drops, yeah. I think 2 or 3.
I think there was more than that.
There was at least 2 really bad ones on the same drive. That Crowell one and then that like Tomlinson tight end, whatever that guy. But he also had like a ton of just really bad throws. Like the interception that... Oh, another drop was the Trey Waynes interception that hit the guy right in the hands.
Yeah, that was...
Rhodes interception wasn't a Rhodes interception. It was Rhodes dropped a pick that landed in Harrison Smith's hands. Horrible throw.
That was awful. Just terribly underthrown, and he even had the wind at his back.
But what are you even thinking? He's covered. There was a lot of times where I was like, what is he thinking? Those are covered receivers he's throwing to.
I mean, he's a rookie quarterback, but...
Not impressive, though.
I think he's going to be good. I mean, he's going up against one of the better defenses in the NFL. But you... throw to a receiver who's covered by Xavier Rhodes and Harrison Smith.
I just feel like even when he wasn't like, okay, so you're playing a top defense, it doesn't mean you should miss open receivers. And he missed open receivers. The Robbie Anderson got behind Xavier Rhodes once and he overthrew him by 10 yards. Yeah. I mean, there was like quite a few just really bad plays by him. So we've played Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold, 3 rookies. Who do you think looked the best? Or who do you think is the best?
Josh Rosen, I think.
I think that's what I would go with. I know Josh Allen beat us, but it was a lot of weird gadget stuff and like his defense and
17.
Damn it.
Josh Rosen's better.
I thought Josh Rosen looked the best and he didn't look good either.
He didn't look good, but he made some plays where he maneuvered it pretty well in the pocket. The throw to Christian Kirk was
really good.
I believe he made some space. So,
he just didn't look like Darnold looked completely inaccurate to me.
He obviously looked better than QB17 for the Bills.
Not really against us. QB17 for the Bills played well. The whole season. Yeah, the QB17 for the Bills has been terrible.
Awful.
Darnold's been like up and down.
They started Derek Anderson over him.
Well, he's banged up, but they started Derek Anderson over Peterman.
Still. Yikes. John Gruden said that Nathan Peterman could fit any offensive scheme.
What does Nathan Peterman have on these people?
He's got prototypical size.
Is that what it is?
Arm strength, mobility, but he's very inaccurate, and he has zero pocket presence.
Who's the guy that they traded for AJ McCarron, right?
The Raiders did, yes.
Who's the QB that's like bounced around to like 5 different teams? He was originally, I think, on the Jets. Jets or Giants? Christian Hackenberg. I feel like that's another one where it's like, this guy is just clearly terrible, and he just gets to keep joining teams, and they don't know
Tom
why.
Tom Savage.
Yeah, it's like, okay. Like, Why are these guys employed?
Yeah, I don't know, but
Sam Darnold. Back to him.
Back to Darnold. Yes. Thought he was gonna play better against us. I really did. The first couple drives kind of got me going. I mean, didn't he start nine of?
Did he start well?
I mean, he started well.
They didn't score though. I don't think.
Yeah, it was 10-7 at
10.
He threw a touchdown.
The touchdown to the tight end, right?
Yeah,
where Jaron Kearse kind of got spun around a little bit. Yep. Yeah, that guy looked good. Chris Herndon.
Chris Herndon, yeah, yeah.
Is he a rookie?
No, I think he was drafted last year. Okay,
the announcers, who I would say maybe some of the worst announcers we've ever had, kept calling him a rookie.
Maybe he is a rookie.
Oh, okay. Well, then I just thought
he was drafted last year.
I thought he was too, but that guy said was Jordan Leggett.
Is that the guy that they drafted?
Because they drafted it. I know Leggett was drafted last year. So I get maybe the announcers had this right. I just one announcer kept going every time the Jets would attempt to make it from a 13-point game to a 10-point game. He kept going, they're kicking the field goal to bring it to a 2-score game. It already is a 2-score game. They're just making it so it's a field goal and a touchdown instead of 2 touchdowns. I don't know. It was bizarre.
2 scores. It's like, no.
That's not how math works, sir.
No.
It is rookie. He's a rookie. Yeah, so they did.
He's out of Miami, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. He's that real athletic guy out of Miami. Yep.
Okay. So Joku was last year. So
and then Herndon was this year.
Okay. Right on.
Should we jump into our stars and Troy Williamson's of the game?
Yes. Our lone stars and our Williamson's.
Lone stars. Okay. We're flipping
lone stars
like
and
that.
Williamson's. First lone star.
We should just call these guys like the Teddies or something, you know, our three Teddies.
Our three Teddies. That way he's always mentioned. Number 5 in the playbook, number 1 in our hearts.
Number 1 in our hearts.
First one, Adam Thielen.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't put him on here because I'm sick of it, he's too good.
I can't stop this Thielen. It's crazy.
He's ridiculous. Again, I think I mentioned how I watched the Colts last week and the receivers just drop easy passes. And then we watched the Jets this week and the receivers drop easy passes where both... Diggs had one bad drop where it was like tip and he just dropped it. But him and Thielen just catch these crazy plays. There's so many plays where Thielen catches it and just gets completely smashed by someone and just catches it every time, never drops it. It's like insane.
Yeah, I agree. And his corner route where we talked about it last week where he's got that quick twitch to grab the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a clean catch. It was kind of thrown at him and he did it again. It kind of hit off his hands. And just
brings it in and just knows how. Well, like even the Diggs one that they challenged where like he just held it up against his shoulder. And kind of hard to tell, but like the way he's just like, okay, I'm just not going to let this football move. It just seems like to always, like it just always works. Like they just are like lock it in against. So I don't, it's just funny watching. Then you watch like the Jets guys, like there's no one within 10 yards and they just drop it.
Yeah. Watching the Jets reminded me of watching the old Vikings.
Like watching our receivers from, what, Sidney Rice all the way to now. I mean, Harvin was really good, but he was sort of a different type of receiver.
Yeah, or even before Harvin and Sidney Rice, the Marcus Robinsons, Travis Taylor.
Well, no, I mean like that. What do you mean? Like they're good?
No.
I mean like that's the gap. Oh, yeah, if you could continue going back even past them. Like I feel like we've only had Rice, Harvin, all the way if you go, then you got to go all the way back to like Randy Moss and Carter.
True.
Otherwise, we just keep having...
Nate Burleson, he was pretty good.
Yeah, he is fine. But we didn't have him very long. I feel like he was his rookie contract, and then he left. Yeah. And, like, Greg Jennings was obviously, like, okay, but he was at the tail end of his career. And just so many shitty players. It's nice to have these two guys that are just, like, ridiculous. Of course, Thielen just gets a bomb touchdown right off the bat. Like
34. Nice. Single... That was a very nice throw, too. And you know, it was 35 yards. It's like, oh, there's a nice chunk of change. Like, it's going
to
happen.
He's going to get to the 100. He barely even, like, he didn't really run, like, any crazy double move or something. He just sort of, like, bended back to the outside and just basically ran by the guy.
4.4 speed. Can't overlook that.
So, Thielen, I mean, again, you plug him into this, you know, the Teddies, you know, every week. You know, he's going to be there. So, I didn't put him down, but it's because we talk about him every week.
Can't stop this deal, man. Who do you have?
My first one is Trey Waynes.
Trey Waynes, good deal.
I feel like he's been like quietly really good this season. Like,
true.
He got beat in the Rams game on the Cooks play, and then the one in the back corner. But they were both like he was really good coverage. The guy just made a play. But this last two games, I feel like he hasn't even gave up a completion.
I know last game, I think it was a one for six.
It was that drag route where he stopped him before the third down.
Yep. And I think and the this same game, thing last... No, this week he had one, he allowed one for six. So maybe last week it was just that little drag route.
Yeah, last week I think he allowed a drag. I didn't think he allowed a catch this week.
I thought I saw it on Twitter where he only allowed one catch this week.
I mean, he would allow two, but the guy bopped it up in the air. And he's really good in the run game, too. The announcer was mentioning that, but like...
He's one of the better tackling
corners. Yeah, and I don't... Did people think that coming out of Michigan State? I feel like that was not something...
That was one of his big weaknesses, was that he wasn't...
It's like, this guy's got 4.3 speed, but he's probably not like physical enough, and he is awesome in the run game. He comes up when he's got like contained on one side and just breaks down every time. A lot of corners just come flying in, or like Sendejo comes flying in and just, you know, it's like, okay, well, they just step to the side, and they're like, well, that guy's an idiot, but Dre Wayne's always locking him down. Got the pick, you know. Thought he was going to run it back for a touchdown, but our guys didn't really do a good job of peeling back to get the trailing people. You know, they're all just like running upfield, like, woohoo.
Woo, let's go get them.
Yeah, we got a convoy going down. I thought him and Harrison Smith were going to score on their interceptions.
I really thought Smith was going to score.
I thought he was too. It's funny how well that worked out. Like, Rhodes would have picked it and probably just got tackled right away, you know, because he was like falling back into where the receiver was. Instead, it tips over his hands, and then Smith's running like full speed up the sideline. Yeah, so
he just goes. Nobody behind him.
What was that? So we had three interceptions, and then they fumbled once?
Yeah, Kroll fumbled.
Yeah.
And that was only his third in like 700 something.
And that was a weird play, too, because it was like a high snap, and then like he didn't really get it in there all the way. And
no. But Waynes was my second star.
Oh, was he? Okay, yeah. I feel like he's lately he's been playing even better than Rhodes. Like, there's not, like, this whole game, Jermaine Kearse didn't get a catch, and that was basically the guy who was against Rhodes most of the game.
Yeah.
Rhodes, I mean Waynes. Waynes
is really good. I was talking about it before in the offseason and whatnot on Twitter. It was always like, I was joking, Waynes over Rhodes. Waynes over Rhodes. But I'm not saying Waynes is better than Rhodes, but I'm glad that he's... You don't talk about Waynes because he's not giving up big plays.
Yeah, and I feel like he's got such a bad rap like from early on in his career where people were just like hating on him because he always gave up that like quick, you know, 8-9 yard pass. But he's clearly developed, and now he doesn't give that up all the time. And people are, like, I think, slowly coming around to, wait, he's actually really good.
And I think the bigger Viking fans know how good Trey Waynes is.
Yeah.
But the cat, like you're saying, just like kind of like the casual fan is kind of still going, oh, Trey Waynes.
Mm-hmm. Because I remember being at one game last year. I think it was the Ravens game that we were at. One of them. Later in the season where it was like Waynes had played good.
Yeah.
And they... He gives up one catch, and like this person next to me is just like, Trey Waynes, why do they play him? Get him out of there. He's terrible. And it's like, okay,
come on.
That's... I feel like it's just like a reputation thing that like people have decided that like Trey Waynes sucks, and then they just rip on him. But
why would you give him a fifth year? Why would you agree to his fifth year option?
Yeah.
You know?
He's someone that I think we're going to have to re-sign.
Yeah, it's... And we've got him, and that's after next year.
Yeah, I think his next year will be his fifth year option, which is pretty expensive because he was
12
overall.
Yeah.
Well, what overall was he? Was he
12. Or 13.
Yeah. So then you'll have to either re-sign him or you just pay him that big contract. Like Bar's on his fifth year option right now.
Yeah. And I'd rather have Waynes than Anthony Barr if we want to talk about that too. So that's Richardson, Waynes. Were we talking about another? Oh, and Thielen, but... Oh, we didn't have
we to. Found out he had another year. They'll probably still have to redo his deal a little bit, but what's his face? Speaking of Barr, though. I thought he played really well again.
I was just going to say that. He played very well
and
again.
I was watching the
passer again.
I watched the condensed version, and they have him doing all kinds of different stuff now. And I know it's helpful when you're in third downs more and you're actually leading in a game, so you can like do different stuff besides just sit in a base defense. But, yeah, he was rushing the passer a lot. We did a lot of things where, you know, zone blitzes and all kinds of stuff, and he played really well, I thought. Yeah, I don't remember him, like, one time, like, being like, oh, Barr fucked that up. So, he still doesn't... Has he got a sack yet? I don't think he's gotten there yet.
He hasn't gotten a sack yet.
He came flying in once, and...
Was that one of the plays where Hunter got in there, too?
He might have been. But there was one play where, like, he was free blitzed right at the running back, and instead of, like, bowling over the running back, he tried to go around him. and then the quarterback just threw it. I'd like to see him, like, if the running back's established ground and you're going to have to go around him, you're kind of screwed because the quarterback's just going to step away from you. He should have just bowled that running back straight backwards into the quarterback, yeah, which would have been a lot cooler. He tried to, like, jump around him. I think it's the play he got hurt on, actually. He leaped to, like, the side of the running back and then landed funny on his ankle or something, I think.
Okay.
But he, yeah, he got hurt, so I wonder if he'll be, his hamstring, was it? They said he,
yeah, it was his, yeah, hamstring.
So him and Rhodes both got hurt. Rhodes looked like it was a season ender, but Rhodes is always so dramatic.
Scaring me all the time.
Ben texts me, Rhodes is dead, this sucks, and then I think, I text, yeah, you. You're like, Achilles, probably, and I'm like, it's probably a sprained ankle. I mean, I sort of feel like Rhodes is pretty dramatic, and then the announcer's like, Rhodes, back in the locker room. Oh, wait, he's standing on the sidelines, and turned out what I think Zimmer said, it's a like a sprain, and he doesn't think it's a big deal, but that still could be a thing where, even though Zimmer says it's not a big deal, it could be like 4 weeks or something. Who knows? Yeah.
Sprains and ankle sprains and hamstring tweaks.
Yeah. Like, it's those just are, not just those are go things away. That lingers.
Yeah. And it sucks with the Saints coming to town.
Yeah, because you want your pass defense at that point. And it's just Hughes on IR. Now all of a sudden you're starting Holton Hill on the outside because Mac's probably just playing slot, you know. Yeah, so
I'm gonna have might just have Holton Hill and Trey Waynes. Trey Waynes will probably shadow Mike Thomas, I would guess.
Yeah,
you'd almost have to have him. You would almost, I'd prefer him to shadow. I know Waynes doesn't usually shadow.
Oh yeah, because you have Rhodes. It's just, it works perfect with Rhodes and Waynes because Rhodes could take the bigger, like more physical Michael Thomas, and then you can put Waynes on the speedster, yeah, Traquan Smith, and it's like their skill set matches perfectly. But now without Rhodes, yeah, I don't know what you do. I think they'd probably just play sides, would be my guess. I don't know how much Waynes has played on the other side to like be comfortable with it.
True.
So, but we'll see. Who knows? Maybe Rhodes will play. I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
I haven't heard anything either. Then again, it is only Monday.
Yeah, it's early. So your second was Trey Waynes?
Yes.
And that was my first?
Yes.
So back to me?
Yes.
I'm going to say the run game.
The run game.
Run game in general. I could do Latavius, but like Rock Thomas had a nice run.
Mike Boone?
Mike Boone looks like, I wish his drop was bad. He dropped a pass. But his run, like, it wasn't, he made people miss.
I want to see more Boone.
Yeah. And like, it's not even like a slight against Murray, because Murray's played really well, but like, they look like at a different speed when Boone in.
Definitely. Boone's so much faster, so much more explosive. Yeah. He can make people miss.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge fan of Boone, and it was funny, like, we were like, whoa, you know, it's weird that we're keeping four running backs, five if you count Ham.
Yeah,
it's still weird, even though, I mean, that's...
But I think what they did is they're like, these guys are good, and we want to keep the best players.
And Dalvin Cook's coming off
an ACL tear, so it's like...
And now he's got a banged up hammy, so mm-hmm. you have three running backs still. And they're all good. Rock Thomas, like you said,
first and 20 because of the holding call, and he got the first down on it because they did like that little sweep out of the shotgun, and it was really good blocking. He didn't have to do much, but they just look fast.
He looks explosive, and they look like guys you wouldn't have been able to sneak on a practice squad.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think you would have been able to put him on our practice squad.
49ers would have been claiming him already.
Oh, yeah. After they lost McKinnon, they'd have probably jumped right on that.
And they're playing Raheem Mostert.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know who that is, but he doesn't sound great.
Well, I'd rather have Mike Boone or Rock Thomas.
And then Murray, what did he have two touchdowns?
Two touchdowns,
and
I believe.
And both on, like, not goal line plunges. Like, one was from the 10, I think, around there.
And
which
wasn't
is,
one a little deeper as well?
One was even further back, yeah. It was another. It was similar to last week where he had the stiff arm.
Yep.
He just kind of cut to the left. I think it might have been longer than last week's. So, run game. And I just thought I thought the run game was actually good all around, like, productive the whole game. Not like last week, it was sort of like we started off hot, and then it kind of stopped, and then it got good towards the end again. I thought we were pretty solid all the way through. I mean, we had a ton of still, like, where you get nothing, but I feel like every team gets that, unless you're the Rams, where, like, they get 5 yards every run because the scheme that they're running is unfair.
Todd Gurley runs it.
Someone did, like a mathematical study of their offense, you know, and it was like they run the same formation, like, 98% of the time, and Todd Gurley is hitting the line faster than any other running back in the league because he's in I formation and not shotgun. So he's and they just run that stretch zone play over and over and over. And it's just, so, I mean, you get Todd Gurley running as fast as he possibly can. He's going to fall for 4 yards. It's like not even fair.
Exactly. He's being shot out of a cannon right away because he knows the snap count. And then like you said.
Just running full speed. And then the defense is all worried about that, you know, that the guy running behind the line of scrimmage to catch the little bootleg pass and all that. Yeah, it's just
Sean McVay.
The guy's got like, I don't know, 15 plays he's running, and it's just ridiculous how like effective it is.
It's because, like you said, it's all ran out of the same formation.
Yeah, so it's like...
You don't know which play is coming, and it's all set up the same.
Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, we have to stop this bootleg. And then all of a sudden, it's like, okay, we're giving up 7 yards a run because we're so worried about the bootleg. And then all of a sudden, he hits you with a, you know, play-action bomb to Robert Woods or something.
Brandon Cooks, Cooper Kupp, yeah. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, they're all doing really good. Our runs have been kind of, like, we did a bunch of these shotgun sweeps. And a few of them worked, like Boone's worked and Rock Thomas's worked. I think a couple of Murray's, but then we had a couple that it's like you lose like 6 yards on them. And it's like, it's just frustrating when like we were trying to drain clock and then we'd run a fucking sweep play that gets us negative 6 yards.
Didn't we have a really bad one? Oh yeah. You said it was like negative 6.
Yeah, we lost like 6 yards on it. And then we drained, like the announcer was really giving us shit for it because it was like, I think it was early fourth quarter and we were trying to drain clock, and we just completely didn't drain any clock because we ran for 1 yard, didn't get anywhere, ran a sweep, went for -6, and then we threw it incomplete. It was like, okay, that didn't work very well.
Yeah, a lot of those drives stalled. We had a lot of just stalled drives yesterday. It was really weird.
At first, I was like, okay, can the offense finally put a team away? And we kind of did because of the whole, like, the fourth down bomb to Aldrick Robinson and just how bad Darnold was at, like, just throwing interceptions repeatedly.
Yeah.
But I still felt like we didn't finish enough of our drives. Like, the ones definitely that stalled in, like, the red zone.
Yeah, well, we had the, was it a good return or an
interception? Well, we got the fumble in their territory, and we ended up punting.
Yeah.
We went 3-and-out immediately. And I think that was one of the ones where we did, like, another quick pass to Diggs or a quick, because that just didn't go anywhere. Like, there was one where we did a quick pass to Diggs, and Thielen completely missed his block, and Diggs just got, like, smashed in the chest immediately. Diggs had, like, 7 catches for, like, 30 yards.
Yeah.
Because he's just getting nothing downfield. I mean, we tried 2 times to go downfield to him. It just didn't work. But yeah, they were all over that quick short game that worked so well against the Eagles.
I was trying to think. It happened in the first half because Adam and I were texting back and forth. And we got it inside the 30 or inside the 20. I think it was a big return with a penalty maybe on a punt return.
Yeah, we had one where Sheryls ran it back to like, and then there was the guy ran out of bounds and didn't try to come back in.
Yeah. I think that
we basically got the ball like inside the 40, I think, to start it.
I think it was inside the 30 or it might have been inside the 40. But like me and Adam were going back and forth, and it was like, we got to score a touchdown here. Mm-hmm. Like, it's either touchdown or go home. Like, we can't win if we're going to get the ball inside the 30 and kick a fucking field goal.
Our red zone offense wasn't very good. No. But maybe that's like...
It's usually really
good. Yeah, but it could just be like, okay, we're playing the Jets. This is going to be a low-scoring game. There's a ton of wins. Just make sure we get points every time, you know? But I would have liked to see us punch it in. Because all of our touchdowns were from far out. I mean, the one run by Murray was inside the red zone, but the other one wasn't. And then the bomb to Aldrick Robinson and the bomb to Thielen are both longer plays, you know? So, run game. Oh, yeah, that's what I thought it was really good. Your next one?
I had Danielle Hunter.
Danielle Hunter. Yeah.
I did it again. I didn't want to, but he's good. He's really good.
I think he only got a half a sack this time, though. I think he half to... Was it Jahleel Johnson that got the other half?
I think it was someone. Jahleel Johnson. Jalen Holmes? No. Jalen Holmes got his first career sack, though, this week. That was...
Towards the end of the game, yeah. He played a decent amount. I don't know if it was a lot, but it was... I kept seeing 92 out there playing on the end. He looks big for a DN, which is probably because they were going to move him to DT, but it was kind of good on early downs to have that because it's almost like you have just like almost like a run-stopping D-line in.
Yeah.
But
Danielle Hunter played so well. He was always getting the Darnold manhandling the left tackle, right tackle. Didn't
he
matter.
Got the half a sack, and then they were talking about him the very next play. He's just... Right through the. I think they didn't block him. He was unblocked, and then he's just chasing him down.
But that's the thing. Like, he's. Why are you not blocking Danielle Hunter?
Yeah, I think it was like miscommunication.
Why is he
or
being
something.
single teamed on a left tackle? You got to double team Danielle Hunter from here on out. That's the only way you can stop him.
He only got a half a sack, though, you know?
Yeah, but I think he had like 3 or 4 hurries.
Yeah. Multiple I just—it's so tough to double team a left an end. Like, Unless you put a running back or a tight end on him every time. And then what? You're going to leave Sheldon Richardson down there? Because he played really well, too. He didn't get... He pushed that...
He had a bunch of pressures.
Yeah, a bunch of pressures.
Threw some guy to the ground.
Uh-huh. I wish he would have got that one because it ended our streak of third down stops where Darnold snuck up the middle and, like, he kind of was draped on him and couldn't bring him down, and then he ran for 6 yards or whatever and got a first down.
But what... Their teams were... 0 for 20?
I think it got up to 0 for 20. Because no one was 0 for 18 at some point, and I think they'd still miss two more after that.
I think it was 0 for
we 20. Were 0 for, like, quite a bit into the second half, I think.
Yeah, then we only finished 2 for 13 or something?
They seem to play decently tight defense. Like, they gave up the big plays.
They are a good defensive team, though.
Yeah. It just seemed like they were, like, far more...
They stopped us early on and it gave them confidence.
Yeah. It just seemed like they were right on our receivers more than like the Eagles were. Like the Eagles, we found like just running that like the quick pass to, like where Thielen just finds the soft spot in the zone just didn't seem like it worked. Did they call out a
Michael,
man?
That Michael Roberts and Mo Claiborne, they stuck to the guys.
Besides the bomb that Roberts gave up early, like after that, he was right on Diggs like the whole game.
Yeah, I didn't like that. Did not like that.
Somehow we ended up scoring a ton and I feel like our offense didn't. Offense didn't play bad. It played really good. It didn't seem like 37 points good.
True.
Does that make, yeah. But I guess the run game played pretty damn good.
We didn't really get a bunch of points till late in the game.
Yeah.
Then we started to pile it.
Mm-hmm. The Murray run and the Robinson touchdown were a quick 14 that threw it on the board.
And we got a bunch of turnovers.
Well, that's what it felt like the defense got a ton of turnovers and then we didn't really capitalize on much of them.
No, we didn't. It was field goals,
and then sometimes we didn't do anything. Like the Crowell fumble, we did nothing with it. We had the ball in like the 40 and punted. Yeah, I think a field goal on the Harrison Smith one, I'm fairly certain. Weren't we inside the 10 and we didn't even score?
Might be. I think it was inside the 20.
I think he got almost inside the 10. But we might have had a quick penalty or something where all of a sudden we moved back. But
it was silly.
So Daniel Hunter, the guy's awesome every week. Steal of a contract.
Yeah.
Fucked up signing that so early. Not early, but, you know.
Unless he knows that it's a team sport and he's like, you know, I'd rather play with a great team than go.
Well, I think part of it is kind of like, if he doesn't sign it, he's risking like an injury. But now he's probably going, I could have got more if I'd waited. It's like a risk reward, you know.
Well, the thing is I think performing, doing this and then getting hurt right now, if he were to get hurt right now, he could have got that contract in free agency based on what he's done.
Yeah, at least. Yeah. But you know, just always worry that if it was a more serious before, like week one or week two or something. Like, what do you think would happen if, like, Barr, right, on that play, instead of just whatever he did with his hamstring, like, tore his ACL? What do you think his contract looks like?
I bet on an open market,
he still gets a ton, I bet.
4 for 50.
Yeah, I bet he still gets... Because, like, unless it's something... I feel like maybe an Achilles or like something, because like ACLs are so it just seems like people come back from all the time now. Like it's really not going to affect
Achilles is something that...
Like I think Earl Thomas is going to get paid.
Oh, definitely. Like,
and he tears ACL?
Yeah, he'll be back by the start of the season now.
Yeah, it was way early enough, so whatever. Was that your last one, Daniel Hunter?
Yeah.
Mine's kind of Daniel Hunter. I thought the run defense was really good. Really, the defense was really good in general, but...
The run defense.
I didn't know the Jets were such like a run offense, which makes sense that they are, but the announcers just kept going like, oh, they love to run it, they love to run it, and they couldn't get shit on us.
Yeah.
One of my favorite plays is when it was like third and 20. It might have been third and like 30, and they were backed up, and they just said screwed and called like a little pitch play to Crowell, and Tom Johnson just knifes right through, and ended up losing like 8 yards. It was like, we only had like three D linemen down there too. It was like we were in pre-bent D, and I just thought we kind of... Tom Johnson's looked good for coming back and just filling in. Because no Linval, and I still thought the run D was really, really good. So
yeah, having Linval out, I was kind of worried. Just then, Kroll and Powell, they ran for like 300 yards against the Broncos defense, who, like, they've got really good players. So I was a little worried about that. But like you said, Tom Johnson played really well. It was nice seeing that 96 fly around.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, Jaleel Johnson was in there. Jalen Holmes played a lot. Weatherly
played pretty... He played...
It didn't seem like average. He got as many pressures, but he snuffed out like three screenplays. It was like really good. The one where the announcer was like, what is Darnold thinking throwing it Because he still kind of threw it, but like to the side. He's like, you have to throw it in the ground. Like, because Weatherly immediately was like, wait a minute. Like, this is a screen. And just stood directly in front of the running back. Oh, he did that like twice. And it was this, just blowing up screenplays. Like, so he didn't get any. I didn't think he got as much pressure as he did. Which game was it when he really stood out? Was that the Eagle game or was that the one before?
Well, what was his first game that he's. I think it was his set. Was it his second game?
I think it was his second game. I think it was
after the Bills.
Bills was his first one, and we played terrible, so I'm sure it wasn't that one. Where was our when we got back on track with our win?
Eagles. It was Eagles. It was
the who's Eagle last game. Week? Who did we Why beat are we last blanking week? On who we played last week?
I don't know. We beat them though.
Oh yeah, we beat them good.
Cardinals.
It was the Eagle game. I think that he did.
Yeah, he played really well in the Eagle game because. Didn't really see much of him in the Rams.
It's the game. One where he tipped, where he got in there, and hit the guy's arm, and Limbaugh runs it back. Oh, That's the Eagle game. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Because he had multiple other plays in that game too.
I thought everyone on the defense played good, besides one guy, which I'll have in my Williamson group, if I'm thinking about this right. Holton Hill had a nice play.
Yeah, the entire defense.
Yeah,
for the most part.
I mean, you caused four turnovers, and they gave up. What did they end up giving up? Did they get a cheap touchdown at the end? 17?
Yeah.
So they got some stupid touchdown. Every team gets by against us because we just let them go down the field at the end.
Yeah, just let them chew clock.
Yeah, just chew clock. Here, you can score, but it'll take you 8 minutes. Have fun.
And Darnold almost fucked that up. Enjoy your moral points.
Yeah. Who got their last touchdown?
I don't know.
Because Herndon got their first touchdown. I don't remember who got their last touchdown. Do you have...
Forrest Cadet?
I don't think he exists.
Trent Cannon, whoever that guy was,
he looked good on that one wheel route. So you have one more for the Teddies,
right? No.
You did three? Oh yeah, Geno Hunter was the last one. Okay, so let's go on to the Troy Williamsons of the group.
The Williamsons, that stupid little backwards pass or short play.
I have that one too. So we
what is Flip doing? With these plays to Diggs, where's the creativity? It is so uncreative.
What do you mean? The backwards pass is uncreative?
Everything with Diggs, all these short plays last week, this week.
Well, I don't mind it because I just don't like when we throw it backwards. I feel like the risk on it is way too high. True. Design it so it's more of a slightly, even if it's sideways, they're not even going to call it lateral. It's like a blatant backwards pass.
All you have
pass.
To be is half a step in front of Kirk Cousins. That's all I want from you.
Yeah, and it's
Kirk. Take 2 steps, take 2 steps back.
They absolutely look like they're designed to be backwards passes, though.
Oh yeah, like, but why? Why? Why would you? I don't know. To go backwards.
I don't know.
Why
and
you want to go back?
You're definitely right. The Diggs plays did not work at all. I thought they worked kind of good against the Eagles when we went to that quick pass. It wasn't all Diggs, but it was like short ones to Thielen, just quick passes. But these guys clearly were prepared for it. And it was like 7 catches for like nothing for yardage.
And yeah. After the first 4, why do you keep running
it? Well, and then we did that end around where he like hikes it. It looks like a pitch play to the right, but it's a pitch to Diggs coming across.
Yeah.
Blown up for like -5. It's like none of it worked. But it's one thing to have it designed to be a backwards pass and for like Rock Thomas to drop it. But when Diggs is clearly covered and then you just throw it into the ground as like you think you're like throwing it away, what the fuck was that, Cousins? That is really bad.
Throw it over his head.
Just launch it into the stands.
That's a mental error. That
completely. He totally forgot that you can't throw it backwards.
It's like taking a knee when you're supposed to spike it at the end of a half.
Yeah,
Cousins did that too.
Did he?
Yeah, he did that once.
He took a knee instead of spiking it?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, it was right before half.
Not for us.
No,
right?
No, it was a Redskin thing? Yeah, it was a Redskin thing with like 3 or 4 seconds left.
I've seen a play where it wasn't, I don't think it was Cousins, where the guy, instead of spiking it, took like 2 steps backwards and then threw it at the ground and didn't realize that that's now a fumble. Like, he just dropped it, I think. What was it? What did he do that was stupid?
Oh, he used 2 hands. He used 2 hands to throw it down. Wasn't it Rex Grossman?
I think that is what it is. Yeah, it was something where apparently it was a fumble instead. Like he basically threw the ball to the other team, and they
I think it was Grossman. I think he took 2 steps back and he like threw it onto the ground with 2 hands.
Yeah.
So like that's kind of a fumble.
Somehow he completely botched it for some guy. But yeah, I never heard about the Kirk Cousins one.
Oh yeah, Kirk. Yeah, didn't get points.
Well. the backwards passing, like, what are you? That was just bad. That, like, you literally threw the ball away backwards. And luckily we got it back because it would have been 2 weeks, two times already this year where that play cost us the football. I'd have to think at some point Zimmer's going to be like, hey, could you stop calling that play? Because, like,
yeah. I would,
the
I would
risk hope so. Is you're like it's so it's just
where's the reward in throwing it backwards? You can get the same result by throwing it forward.
Yeah, just have Cousins.
And you know the best part is if you throw it forwards and Diggs is like, ah, this is gonna be a negative play. He can just bat it down, and be like, ah, yeah, screw it.
And like, it, well, luckily the Jets were also idiots and didn't realize that it wasn't until like all of a sudden like dawned on Diggs in that one corner, like, oh shit.
Probably where's the whistle?
Yeah, where's the whistle is probably what it was. You could tell Cousins like pretty quickly was like, oh crap, and like took a step towards it, but then I think he was like, I don't want to alert everyone that I just completely fucked up. So like maybe hopefully Diggs figures this out, and then Diggs just jumps.
Or it'll take nobody's gonna figure it out, and the rest is just like, all right, dead ball.
Yeah, I guess nobody wants to pick that up.
Yeah.
So we avoided one that bad there. They avoided one too though when their idiot punt returner dropped that ball and Kearse just like barely couldn't get to it.
That's we'll just run in though.
Okay. What do you got?
The special teams
Of the Vikings.
Yes.
It was odd. Like I think our punter did really well for dealing with that wind.
For what he was given, yeah.
Yeah. Like, and I feel like our special teams, like the punting, got us out of some jams. But that
the blocking, the I don't know. People are getting pretty close
every like all the time.
And we already had one block this season. Getting really scary.
Really annoying. We drew up a play where you don't have anyone rushing the punter when he drops it in the fucking end zone.
That's part of the yeah. Like, are you serious?
His foot is on the back of the end zone. Why would you not want to blitz the shit out of him?
Why don't you have everyone coming and then just going, all right, Cheryl's fair catch, but we're bringing 10 guys.
Yeah.
It
would have been a safer touchdown. There's no way he gets it off if you're rushing him.
Oh, absolutely not. I think it's a touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, he drops it.
You're going to fly into there,
and he's not going to be able to protect it. The ball's going to be on the ground. And if anything, it's going to be a safety because it bounces into the back of the end zone. It was so mad.
Even the announcer's like, he didn't even need to kick it right then. Nobody near him. I mean, they ended up getting a penalty for illegal man downfield because it took so long for the guy to pick the ball up and kick it. But, oh, that was frustrating. And then two long returns because once was J-Ron Kearse, I think once was C.J. Ham, just completely – it's like they're filling their gap, and they just completely overrun the play. And that Roberts guy just like, oh, okay, and just turns and runs for – gets to midfield twice. But that guy is – he's – good, but man, is he a little shaky back there catching the ball? Like, even one that he fair caught, like, he caught it, like, way out in front of him, like,
yeah.
Not, like, bringing it into his body. Like, oh, geez, this guy's a bit of a mess back here. Yeah,
he's no Marcus Sherrill's, that's for sure.
Sherrill's had a really good play where, I mean, at first he made the mistake, instead of fair catching it, he lets it bounce, but it bounces once, and it's clearly going to be, like, pinned inside the five, and he just grabbed it and just fell down with it. I thought that was a really nice play by him. So, and then, you know, Bailey missed the field goal, but that thing was fucking weird.
That one's... That one's not on him.
It just hung up there. It took forever. I was like, what is going on? It slowly just moves all the way to the side.
Well, I feel like that's a great kick. Like, if you're indoors or anywhere else besides 20-mile-an-hour winds, maybe 15 or 10, that goes in.
Yeah, but it was clearly swirling in that sand.
Yeah, it hung up. Dude booted it.
Yeah. I think he couple other field goals, all those extra points. Even one of his field goals, it was like went inside the post and just like barely whipped through. It was that same freaking end zone where it was all swirling down there. So.
Yeah, that was.
I'm
really tired of the missed field goals. I wanted to go for it there, just because of like the range,
the wind. Yeah, fourth and four. Yeah. I just think Zimmer going like in this game was like, okay, my defense is not going to give up a lot of points to Darnold. I can already tell that. So like, just let's keep trying to get field goals and try to score.
Just points when we can.
Yeah. Keep getting, making sure we're just being safe with the ball. I mean, cause there was that another throw where Cousins throws it to the back of the end zone to Rudolph.
Yeah.
And he should have been picked if the guy's like, he like bats it down where it's like throwing. I don't know. That was another one where I thought Cousins kind of a little too gunslingery there. You know, just trying to force it back,
a good
to,
team.
Back
maybe
to Rudolph.
Maybe he actually gets that.
So your last one was special teams. I'll say again for the second week in a row, these tip passes.
That was my...
Your last one? Yes. What is the deal with this? What is Kirk Cousins doing that teams can tell every time we're going to throw a fucking slant. It's on every time we try to throw a slant. We had one slant completed, and then he had like three batted down.
It's got to be the position of his eyes. Like, he's got to be like
immediately pulling up and like maybe not getting rid of it quick enough that he's giving them a second to just go boom. Or is it our offensive line not like what the guy was saying? You know, you got to hit him quick in the thighs and the knees, like cut him down so they like immediately like.
He was if it's a design quick play.
Yeah. I feel like one of them was a run call and he passed out of it instead and it was batted down. And it's just, you don't see us batting down four or five passes a game, but for some reason, two games in a row now, it's like teams have like figured like there's like a tell or something that, hey, like, or maybe it's just because we do so many quick passes because we're afraid with how bad our offensive line is.
Yeah, so as soon as they see Kirk go back, like within the first like 2 seconds, they're like, all right, get your hand up because Adam Thielen's right behind me.
Yeah. It could easily be, yeah, like they're just like, okay, if you see Cousins do, you know, like a three-step drop where he immediately is planting that back foot, it's coming out, so just get your hands up. Like, screw rushing at that point and just throw your hands up because.
But it's frustrating. Last week, he's got to do like. A little pump or something with his shoulder. Yeah, yeah. He's got to do something.
Just get those guys near, and then your lineman can just push them on their ass. Yeah. You know? But there was one that was tipped up that the guy easily could have intercepted it. He, like, went up to grab it and just dropped it. And it's just – that is, like, one of the most frustrating plays, tip passes. He tried to throw one of the end zone to Diggs on, I think, the very first drive. Did we get a field goal? Second drive because Thielen scored. We got all the way on the field, and the first play in – I think we're within 15-yard line – is a quick slant to Diggs where he's in the end zone. And it's the guy's on him, but it's Diggs. He probably makes the play and bat it up in the air. And it's
when Leonard Williams got up?
I think it was Leonard Williams. And it's just like, man, like it's just... And then because you always can look at the replay and see like, oh, wow, he was wide open if he wouldn't have tipped that fucking ball.
I always hate seeing the replays and going, oh, that guy's wide open. Mm-hmm. It's fine when it's, you know, Thielen or Diggs are blanking it or you're like, eh... That can go either way. But when a dude's wide open and you go, oh, that's
touchdown, first down. We didn't get to see what would have happened because some idiot had to throw their hand up and block the play. No. Just annoying. So that was your last one, tip passes?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think DeFilippo needs to do something. I don't know if it's offensive line scheme, you know, like the way their technique is or if it's just going to happen. I don't know.
But, I hope that's not a thing. I hope, you know, tip passes just aren't a thing for...
Like Cousins. But why, like, again, like, why would they be? Our team's just like, I don't know, whatever it is, I hope we figure out something. I think
it's because we're built around the quick passes.
That quick passing right now, yeah.
And, you know, because that's just an extension of our running game.
So that's exactly what it seems like with, like, first and 10 and we go to, like, a quick little bubble screen to Diggs. It's like, okay, this is like we're just trying to, like, get 4 or 5 yards to get us into the next down.
And maybe I think it'll change when we get Cooked back because he's more explosive than Murray.
I think he'll.
And so Flip is just going, you know, I've got two of the best receivers in the league. I'm just going to get the ball to them in space.
Yeah, and they can make people miss. They're pretty damn good at that. There's plenty of times where Diggs, they get him the ball quick and it looks like it's just going to be -4 or 5 yards and he at least gets us back in the line of scrimmage, which I would prefer a better play. Speaking of Dalvin Cook, when he comes back, I'd really like to see us get the ball to the running back more in the passing game. Murray might have had like one catch. It just seems like that's gone away. Boone dropped one ball and
it just seems like we replaced the backward pass with getting the ball to the running back.
Yeah. There was at least on one drive, there was two plays in a row where we run play action and then Murray just kind of leaks out and he's completely uncovered. Easily no one within 15 yards of him because they've just completely lost him in the play action and he doesn't even look his way. I think he threw one, it was completed for like 15 yards, so it was fine. But then the next play, they run another run to the left side, and Murray just keeps running after the play action, and no one's there. He's all by himself. But Cousins never looks over there. So I'm hoping they just...
Oh, Cousins knows he's open. He's just waiting for that to be Dalvin Cook.
Hopefully Dalvin Cook gets healthy, man. What the fuck?
Or we're going to go, you know, Boone. Maybe more Boone. Again, I want to see more Boone.
I do want to see more Boone.
More Boone.
He looks good. But it's hard to say that with how good Murray's looked.
True.
The last two games he's been great. And he's really good at just making sure he gets like 3 or 4 yards every time. Like not getting caught in the backfield.
Yeah.
So my last one is Eric Hendricks. Not that he played like really bad, but there's two plays that fucking wheel route that apparently we cannot figure out. I'm not surprised. Why do teams not run that like 4 or 5 times a game against us? It works constantly.
I don't know, but they they do. And when the Rams did it, it worked. And when the Niners did it, it worked. Yeah. You
They did the one to Trenton Cannon. He had him beat by like 10 yards.
The two best offensive minds in the game know to run it four or five times against us.
Yeah.
So everyone should probably follow suit.
It was just like, and then he had another play. They ran a screen pass. I think it might have been Cannon again. And it's one-on-one Kendricks against this guy. And he completely just gets whiffs. I
think that was Cannon.
And I think it was third down. And it's set up perfectly. You've got Kendricks and that guy. You know, it's open field, so it's tough. But, like, he didn't break down at all. He just ran right by him and let him make a move. And it's like, what the fuck, Kendricks? Like, what are you doing?
Well, usually Kendricks flies in and makes a play.
Yeah. And this time he just completely whiffed. And so I put him on here because he was kind of he kind of stood out as he blew two plays. Just a little frustrating. Yeah. So, I mean, I think the last two games, Bars outplayed him.
Yes. I'd agree. But, you know, Kendricks' body of work is better than
really.
Bars.
Yeah, at this point.
But, you know, now we've got Barr doing everything that, like, he's good at.
It just, you know, now
we're using him to, like, his full potential. You know, he's rushing, he's dropping back, he's playing man, run defense. Oh, Barr's kind of putting it together right now, and which makes everything even more scary because,
yeah, if you got Everson back, Barr playing well. The way the whole defense is playing, it's
nice. I think it seems like it's back together.
Yeah.
We had a couple bad games, but
what's this now? I would say three games in a row where they've been pretty much like you're not wearing off the defense at all.
Yeah, they handled the Eagles.
Handled the Cardinals.
These guys.
Especially if you take off the last cheap touchdown, I think every single game that we've given up. I know we did against
The Eagles, well, I wouldn't call that cheap.
No,
because
they were going, well, yeah, that last one was cheap. We played, remember that fucking pre
that
we played?
Yeah.
It was when we were basically like, all right, let's get to over, or get to the
onside
kick, yeah. And I don't remember, did the Cardinals get a cheap one at the end too?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, so it's like, I mean, if you look at the stats, there's three touchdowns on our stats that shouldn't even be there.
Yeah, and I feel like I was going to go somewhere with something with that.
Well, defense is looking good. Defense, so good.
That's
the three Teddies and three Williamsons. That's anything else about this game that you wanted to touch on?
I think we kind of hit everything with
I really liked when we went for it and we bombed it to Elder Robinson because I just liked running up the score after reading that article where they were just ripping on Cousins and saying that.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, like, the New York Post guy.
New York Post writers, get out of here.
Yeah, you look like pretty foolish. After Darnold played like shit and Cousins played. I don't even think Cousins had that great of a game.
No, but I'll blame the wind on that. I'll blame the elements.
Yeah, still hit two bomb touchdowns and didn't throw an interception. So yeah. I think
still outplayed Sam Darnold in Sam Darnold's house where everyone crowned him King of New York after the first week.
Saying that the Giants should have drafted him and all this stuff. And yeah, he looked awful. Cousins looked awesome. Yeah.
You know who you guys should have drafted, Jets fans? You should have drafted Josh Rosen. That's all I'm gonna say.
I think Rosen. That's who you're going with, Josh Rosen.
Yep. I mean, look back at my Twitter. I think I had
you
Mayfield,
like
Rosen and Jackson all in my top three, and I thought Rosen was the best out of all three of them. I think Baker Mayfield is proving why he was chosen number one, though.
Yeah, he's just so up and down, Baker Mayfield. It's
I think the Browns. I just want to jump into that real quick. The Browns' talent outweighs their coaching so much. I think
the coaching stuff's just dragging them down.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think if they had the Josh Gordon, like if he would be like what he is right now for the Patriots, it would help a lot. Cause right now you're running with Jarvis Landry, who's kind of more of a slot guy. And then Callaway, who's like a fourth round rookie. Like he went from having like a really, if Gordon would have been like the Gordon that they were hoping, that's a really good like receiving core. And now it's kind of shitty. So no. He is kind of with that, but he also has David Njoku, who looks pretty good. So, but yeah, that coaching staff's horrible.
Yeah, they got it. That's where they got.
There was a lot of talk that he might get fired, but now it sounds like no. So I don't know. But should
Greg
we hit?
Williams has his guys playing 20 yards deep on first down,
first and
his
10.
Safeties,
first and 10.
He saw it too.
Oh yeah. Well, he's been doing that since last year.
Yeah. It's
and then they asked him. They asked him why he plays there last year, and he said because I tell him to.
Yeah. I don't.
It was Jabril Peppers back there too.
Why are you taking your players out of the play?
It's like, okay, well, the question isn't really why is he back there. It's why are you telling him to go back there? Okay, if you want me to rephrase it, like,
yeah. What's your plan?
What's this great idea you got? Like, it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. But so should we talk about the Viking Saints Sunday night football?
Yes.
Coming
yes,
up.
It's going to be a good one. Fun.
Saints close. Are 5-1.
We opened up as 1.5-point favorites.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I think the injuries are going to have an effect. Like if Rhodes is out, and Barr's out. If Joseph's out.
That's the one thing I'm worried about is going in there unhealthy.
Mm-hmm. Sendejo, but I think the other guys have filled in really well for Sendejo, so I'm not as worried about that.
It would be you'd be without Griffin, Sendejo, Joseph, Rhodes, Barr. Half of your defense.
And really, if you think about it, Mike Hughes, who's on the field far more than Ben Gideon, so he's more of a starter than Ben Gideon is. So that's
true.
Six starters?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, we don't know if Joseph's not going to play or not, but he missed this week. And then, you've got to stop a damn good offense. Breeze, Kamara, Ingram, Michael Thomas.
Yeah, who's that?
Ito Smith.
Wow.
We're watching the Falcons-Giants game and the Timberwolves game. We've got two TVs going.
Yeah, real barn burner here on Monday Night Football.
It's a good one.
Yep, 10-3. Third quarter, some fantasy implications in our league, all tied to this game.
Yeah, quite a three games, I think, that are determined on this one, so we'll see what happens. You're hoping that Calvin Ridley does bad and Sanu and Barkley do good?
Well, I think I've got that one in the bag.
Julio's got a lot of catches. I need him to not do good.
That Ido Smith's in there again.
Ido Smith's good.
He's on my practice squad.
Good player. There's
good
Ridley.
Good player.
Back to the Vikings. Oh,
that's at least 13.
Hardy. Back to Vikings Saints.
Vikings Saints. Could be without half of our starters on defense. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm worried about.
Is Delvin Cook going to play or do we sit him until the bye week?
I feel like he's just sit him through the bye week.
Yeah.
No point.
I want him to be 100% when they bring him back because it's clearly one of those. If you bring him back at 80%, he just tweaks it again and then he goes and sits up. What did he go to practice twice and then left it basically? Like he participate a little bit and then went to the locker room right away. So it just sounds like it's just get it fully healthy and then bring him back. So, cause it is Saints then bye week, right?
Yes.
So maybe we have rest a lot of guys through the bye but you hate to, this is a big game cause it's one of the top teams in the NFC. You don't really want to just concede this one.
You can't lose to both the Rams and the Saints.
I mean, you can, you're just not getting a bye week.
Yeah.
If you lose this game, it's going to be real tough. I think I don't know if the Rams, they're probably going to easily get a bye week, but now the Saints would be 6-1. You're a game back and you lose the head.
The only thing we have going for the Saints being 6-1 is no matter how bad their division is, it's still going to be a tough game in Tampa Bay. They have a tough game against Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Their division, there's no like pushovers. I mean, Tampa Bay might be a pushover, but I feel like they play them well. They beat them.
They beat them. Yeah. In the Superdome.
Yeah, so... Yeah,
it's just
if you lose this one, it's going to be tough for us to catch them because you have to pass them now. You can't tie them, you know. Not that we could because we have a fucking tie on our record, but kind of makes it so we can't tie match up with anyone besides the Packers.
True. Any matchup that you're kind of worried about?
If Rhodes is out, I'm worried about just their pass game in general. With Rhodes in it, I think we match up really well. Without Rhodes, though, I feel like I just worry that relying on Holton Hill and Mac Alexander that's scary to me.
Yeah.
I know Holton Hill got the interception, but he's an undrafted rookie, and Mac has been up and down, and he seems like he's just a nickelback at this point. So, I don't know. That's losing Hughes and Rhodes is pretty bad. Their defense has been pretty bad, right? The Saints D.
Yeah.
I know they only gave up 23 to the Ravens.
Still.
Or is it 20?
23.
Yeah. So who are their corners? Crowley,
Lattimore, and Crowley. So, and Patrick Robinson.
Yeah, but isn't he on IR?
Is he hurt?
I think he's on IR. I think they lost for the season.
Oh, okay.
We'll see Marcus Davenport. That guy looks pretty good.
Yep. Well, so. That'll be fun to see. I hate the Saints, but I do like players on the Saints.
They got a good team. Stupid. Like yeah. It is what it is.
They've been drafting really well lately.
It'll be interesting to see if we get to see Teddy. if we have like an injury to Breeze or if it's like a blowout either way or something.
He'll be on the screen, that's for sure.
Yeah. I bet he'd get a lot of cheers.
Oh, definitely. He'd get a standing ovation, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Like, it's not his fault.
No, none of it. It kind of just ended the way it did.
Well, and we've got Cousins, so now if you're salty at Teddy Bridgewater for nothing.
Like, yeah, I guess I don't know why anyone wouldn't cheer him. What did he do? Besides, like, rehab seats, to get all the way back. What's that?
I said from the cheap seats, probably wouldn't cheer him.
Boo, you got hurt, and then we didn't bring you back. You suck. Or they're just like, you didn't put up stats.
Yeah. Well, you know, Case Keenum threw 23 touchdowns, seven interceptions. Teddy Bridgewater only threw 28 touchdowns in his career. Oh, Case Keenum clearly better.
Case Keenum blowout win on Thursday, though. You know, he's back.
Oh, yeah.
Great player. Undisputed. He's back to the undisputed starter.
Well, I would sure hope so. Who are you going to start over him? Chad Kelly?
Chad Kelly.
Jim Kelly's nephew. Get out of here.
All right, Saints-Vikings. I mean, it's hard to, you know, preview a game, whatever. You know, we'll see what happens. It's one tough matchup. That's going to be really – it should be a really good game. Good Sunday night matchup they got.
Yeah. It sucks that we got to go all Sunday with just kind of waiting for the Vikings.
Yeah, I don't mind that when we play it on the off times, because then you can watch, you know, Red Zone or watch all the other games, kind of see all more of your fantasy players and stuff, and then you just the Vikings to focus on.
Yeah. It's just kind of cool. It gets so late. Yeah. Get sleepy.
Oh, gosh. You get sleepy.
I'll be full of pizza. It's not going to be a good look for me.
All right. Should we hit the lines for the week? Do you want to take a break first?
Yeah, let's take a break real quick.
Take a quick break. We'll, maybe step out and get a smoke for you, you know?
Yeah, get a nice cold beverage.
Yeah, I need a refill. All right, we'll take a break here. I'm going to hit the pause button this time, not the record button.
Yeah, so you don't have to splice it together.
Fucking editing I did last week. It took like 5 seconds.
Still.
We'll be back.
All right, we're back. Thanks for waiting. It was a long break.
We watched the Wolves win. They're 2-2.
2-2. Climbing to the top. Wolves and six.
Wolves and six, obviously. So
we're gonna jump into the lines. We got lines this week.
I don't know if you know, you had a really good week last week.
Did I?
9-3-1.
I needed that. I needed that for my overall record.
I think that depending on what happens in this game, you have the Falcons. I have the Giants, but that would be our best of either of us this whole season.
Ooh.
I mean, we had 9-6s, but 9-4s, but.
But overall win percentage.
Yeah, this would be the best of the week. I went 7-5-1. You know, not quite as good. I'm still up overall, I think, 2 games on you.
Okay, can we hear overall
you're
records?
You're 51-45-6. I'm 52-44-6, so 1 game up on you. Ooh. So this game right here we're watching could determine it.
Do we have opposite teams?
Yeah, I have the Giants.
You have the Giants. And what's the spread on this?
6-point spread.
6-point spread. Ooh.
So it's 6-13 right now.
So just a field goal right here, and then nothing by the Falcons.
I'd be in it. Ooh, Evan Ingram.
Well, I like that Ingram fella.
No, not a fan. So I did a 3-team parlay again last week.
Yes, you did.
Went to overtime for the third straight week.
Yes, it did.
And the Browns cost me my bet. I had the Saints. They ended up winning on a nice, you know, good old Justin Tucker.
First
extra point he's ever missed.
First career miss extra point.
And then I had the Patriots, who took care of the Bears. But the Browns, they get to overtime. They get the punt. They actually went back and forth a few times. And then they got the punt. And he's over the 50 and he fumbles the ball.
Unbelievable.
It's like, and then the guy hit like a 59-yard field
after the Browns gave up 20 yards on 3rd and 29.
Third and 30, basically, yeah. And they just give him 20 cheap yards. He kicks a field goal. Mm. The same kicker that missed an extra point earlier and missed like the, what was it, like a 40-yarder regulation?
49, I think it was. 40,
yeah, it wasn't 40, the easiest 40, kick.
44,
but
I think it was.
That sounds about right. But so the hot streak is over, you know, sad, very sad. But another week over 500, so that's, you know, something. That's something.
Yeah. Like
we're both making you money, you know?
Yeah.
It's what we keep doing every
grapes
week.
And bet with Gorak. So
let's jump into week 7?
8.
Week 8.
Flying by.
I know, God. It seems like
it'll be
couple...
halfway through the year after
That's
the Saints
ridiculous.
Game.
Ugh. It's horrible.
It's sad.
I know. It goes too fast. Ugh, it's very upsetting.
Yep, then we'll have to change to Grapes and Gorak and Minnesota Timberwolves podcast.
There'll be plenty to talk about in the offseason.
I love the offseason.
It's the funnest part.
Let's do this first line. It'll be Thursday night football.
Thursday night football.
I do not know who's playing this.
Brock Thursday. Osweiler's back.
Oh, Brocktober.
Brocktober continues.
Brocktoberfest.
He's at the Texans, and they are a 7.5-point favorite, Houston.
Houston Texans, there we go.
I'm just riding that train. Yeah, you got that one right last week. That was one, because we only differed on Jags Texans and Chiefs Bengals.
Oh,
and you got them both, so deal. You were 2 games better than me. And this, the game tonight, obviously. But yeah, Texans, what, 4 straight games they've won now?
I believe it's 4, yeah. They
first in their division then? Because Titans lost. They beat the Jags, and the Colts won, but I don't...
I think that makes them 2-5.
Yeah, I don't think they were as close to it. So yeah, Texans went from 0-3, 4 straight wins.
4-3.
First in their division, and they're playing Brock Osweiler without... Albert Wilson, and I think Kenny Stills is going to miss the game, too.
Oof.
And Devontae Parker, did you see that?
Mm-mm.
His agent basically called the coach an idiot and doesn't know how to run his team, and that Parker's healthy, but he won't activate him. And oh, yeah, it's a whole back and forth. They want to trade to get him out of there, Parker, but might want to play better, Parker.
Yeah.
So,
That's bad.
Gase was like, well, you know, we wanted the certain receivers. We wanted Kalen Ballage up for special teams, and it didn't work out that way. And then the agent was just basically like, he's terrible at running his team. He should look himself in the mirror and fix it. So you got a messy Dolphin team there that just kind of got their ass kicked by Detroit going to the hot Houston Texans.
Yeah,
but 7.5, that's a big spread.
It is, especially on a Thursday night game.
Yeah, those games are weird. But last week, I took
they just lost by double digits at home to a Lions team.
Oh, you know what, Ryan? I had yours wrong. I just remembered last Thursday night, you took the big spread. Or you took the Broncos, and they covered. So you actually went... You only had 2 games wrong last week. 10-2.
Which means we're tied.
Wow. 10-2-1.
And how about when we changed my Dolphins... Bets. When we changed my Dolphins-Bears pick last week, was that the spread, or did we just change it because of who won?
Let me check. Well, the Dolphins were favored. And you took the Dolphins.
Oh, they were a favorite. Okay.
No, were they? Who won that game?
It was Bears, Dolphins.
And what was the spread? The
Bears. Isn't it on there? Wasn't it?
Yeah, but what was the final score?
I think it was Dolphins 3.5 and the Dolphins won by 3.
Is that what it is? Because the Dolphins weren't favored. The Bears were favored by 3 over the Dolphins. NFL score, Bears, Miami. Ooh, Odell Bears. Beckham going to the locker room.
It was 31-28 Dolphins.
So it was a push. So we should just erase both those. So, yeah, that's very sad. We both. Another tie. That was last week?
Yeah.
9-4-2. 6-7-2.
Good deal.
So we're still
tied.
Yeah, we're still tied.
Just took a win away from you and a loss away from
52-43-7.
There we go. I feel like that's a very respectable record.
Yeah, we're very good at this. We're experts, you know. This is why we have a podcast, you know.
True. I mean, and that's why we broadcast our bets, because we want to put money in your pocket.
Well, yeah, because Ryan went 10-2 and didn't make a dime. So, you know, good job on that one.
Yeah. You picked. It's not about me. It's about the listeners. I do this for you guys.
Well, you could have helped me out. You know, what's your problem?
I did help you out.
I don't remember. This.
I told you not to take 3 road teams.
I don't remember you saying that. I remember that in hindsight. Afterwards, you said, "Didn't you take 2 road teams?"
Hindsight's always 50-50.
That's not how that works at all. Next game is Eagles at Jaguars. Eagles, 3.5-point favorites on the road. You got,
I'll take the Eagles.
Bortles is back. They benched him. Kessler played well.
Yeah.
Threw a pick at the end, but he was actually moving the ball.
They've fallen apart.
The Jags have fallen apart.
I think they're about to lose the locker room. I mean, Jalen Ramsey looks possessed. Like after some of those plays, they showed him and he looked like he wanted to kill somebody. And he seems like the kind of psychopath.
Well, he gave up a touchdown to Hopkins.
It was after that.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
It was like just a quick little slant. Or not. It was like a little bit deep in the slant. But like post.
A little skinny post.
Yeah, and just like wasn't even on him at all. Like just completely let it happen. So yeah, that team looks like they're having problems. Traded for Carlos Hyde. You know, that'll solve your problems. You can't throw the ball, so let's just get another running back.
I'd rather, yeah.
TJ Yeldon looks fine. I don't.
Exactly. I was just gonna say why trade for Hyde?
Yeah, I don't. Whatever.
Trade for a receiver. I mean, you got a plethora of young guys, but if you think if you really thought TJ Yeldon is and Corey Grant were the problem,
unless there's more to the injury to Fournette that we don't know,
gotta be it. They must have been looking for a change, like
the power back, yeah, in that offense. So. I don't know. That team, they started out like looking like they were good. Carlos Hyde.
3-year deal?
Is that what he is? Oh, because they just, he might have just been.
Was it just a single year? That
it might have just been a 1 year. I mean, it's a running back market. There's basically like, it's pretty impossible. Unless you're the great Jerick McKinnon, you're not getting paid.
Yeah. He was top five.
Yeah, he got like $30 million. It's like, what?
Unbelievable.
His contract is 3 years, $15 million. I'm sure not much of his. Like,
I think it was all guaranteed. All front load.
Just like Murray's was, where we basically had restructured him for one season because it's like, yeah, no, dude, you're not getting paid that much.
Yeah. Calvin Ridley, there he goes. First
down. You take Eagles?
Yeah.
I took Eagles. Okay. So far, we're on the same page. Seahawks at Lions. Lions are 3-point favorites.
Lions.
I took the Seahawks.
Ooh.
I don't really know why.
Yeah, that's silly.
I don't really know why, but I feel like Lions are one of them teams that like they win randomly and then they lose randomly. I just think they could have a letdown game.
Lions at home coming off a road win against a bad Seahawks team. I get where you're going with that. It seems like a game that
they're coming off a win, they're feeling good, and then they'll let you all down. What Seahawks, were they on a bye last week? I don't remember them playing. Okay, so off a bye, you know, come on, you know, Russell Wilson. They played the Rams tough. They got Russell, so they've got
a chance.
They've got a chance.
They've got a top 10 quarterback in the league. They've got a chance.
Detroit, what is their record?
I think they're 500, 3-3.
Yep. Yeah, I think they're kind of good.
Not
good, good, but like
they're one of those teams where they're gonna hang around.
Yeah, I think they're right. Should. They're just as good as the Bears. Like I don't see much difference there.
And you know, if you go 9-7 again, but with a first year head coach and Matt Patricia.
Yeah.
That's good. That means you didn't
like regress.
You don't take any steps back. There's Tevin Coleman. That's a victory for Pat.
He's already gonna win. But maybe he'll get high week away from David. We'll see. If they can, because at first it looked like the Lions were gonna be a disaster. And they've since righted the ship. I mean, they could easily win this game, be 4-3. They're right in the thick of it. 9-7 could get you in the playoffs as a wild card.
Yep. And Detroit seems like a 9-7, 10-6 kind of team.
Yeah. They seem, I don't know if it 10-6 seems like maybe a stretch. They feel like 7-9 and 9-7 to me. I think they have a really good offense. They gave Kerryon the ball like a ton.
Their he had 100 some yards. Defense has been playing better, I thought.
Their defense is it's just kind of like not very good. I mean, they have the good corner. And that's really it. It's a bit of a problem.
They've got Quinn, that safety.
Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't really do it for me. Their defense, I think, is kind of bad. But that really offense is really good. Three good receivers, young running back. Stafford's always pretty damn good.
They've got their fat back to score touchdowns.
Yeah, they got the fat back. I don't know. I think they're more of a threat than the Bears. Maybe the Packers. I mean, the Packers have Rodgers, so. Is what it is. Next game, it doesn't have a line because it's, I guess they didn't know what to do with it because the Giants are still playing, even though the Falcon game has a line. Oh, wait, no, I think the Falcons are going to buy next week. Yeah, I don't see him on here. So, Redskins at Giants. Do we just want to pick it? I mean, clearly the Redskins are going to be favorites, but by how much? We want to guess? 5?
So is it Redskins at?
It's Redskins at the Giants.
Redskins at the Giants.
Did the Redskins so the just.
Giants already get 3 points, they're 4-2. I bet it would be. I bet it would be Redskins 2.5.
I think it'll be more of the way the Giants game's going here. They're down what? 14 points now.
13. Yeah, 14. Yeah.
They're kind of getting their ass kicked again. Did the Redskins win though?
Yeah, they beat the Cowboys. Remember? The missed field goal.
Oh right.
They got the false start right before.
Jason Garrett, good job. We'll talk about them clowns. Yeah, he's doing a great job. I think it'll for somewhere between like 2 and 5. I think it'll be a little higher, but we'll just put a line on it for us right now. of, what do you think, three?
Yeah,
who would you take? Three. We'll call it three. Redskins at Giants.
Redskins. We could even move it up to four, and I'd take it. Let's go three, and I'm calling the Redskins.
I'll take the Giants.
Again,
after they've clearly let me down.
When will you learn?
I just think that come on, you got Saquon, you got Odell. Score some points. How do they only have 6 points right now? Is that what they have?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Have you watched Eli Manning?
I watched him win 2 Super Bowls. He's a hero. Yeah? Yeah, he carried the team on his back.
Debatable.
Better quarterback than Phillip Rivers, though.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I mean.
Absolutely. He's got 2 Super Bowls.
Rivers playing really well this year. Oops, I got the wrong guy there.
Phillip Rivers is a sneaky MVP candidate. Oh, they've got the roof open. They figured out how to do the revolution thing.
It's like the third time they've had it open. All right. Broncos at Chiefs. Chiefs are a 10-point favorite.
Yeah, I'll take the Chiefs.
I'm taking the Broncos.
Oh, my
God. They played them tough earlier this year.
Yeah, in Mile High. Now we're in Arrowhead.
It's irrelevant. It's hard to breathe in Mile High.
No, it's not irrelevant. It's completely relevant.
10's a big number. Bronco.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing this week, okay?
I don't know.
I'm panicking either. after a mediocre week. I'm going, you know, I just, you know, Chiefs, I think they've covered the spread every single game. I think even the Patriot game, they covered
it. Yeah, they did.
They're 7-0 against the spread. And I'm taking Case Keenum, the man works miracles. Just when you think they're down and out, puts up 40 some.
I almost want to, yeah, let's keep going.
Next one. This is my favorite to put into some Moneyline parlays. It's Ravens at Panthers. The Ravens are 1.5-point favorites.
The Ravens are
what? Favored on the road by 1.5.
Panthers just came back. Ravens, good defense. Give me the Panthers. Taking the Panthers, and that's a mortal lock of the week.
That's
boom.
Mortal lock. That's the one I like for as an underdog. Like the Saints last week were an underdog, and I like them to win. I like the Panthers to win as an underdog. I mean, they're home.
And
they're not a bad team. What are they, 4-2 now?
3-3, I think.
No, 4-2.
They're
4-2. 3-0 at home. 1-2 on the road. So I think
they're at home against the Ravens in an underdog.
Yeah,
I mean, and the Ravens are 4-3. I would understand if it was like an even line.
Yeah,
but I mean, given the Ravens 1.5 on the road,
they're because they're basically saying that the Ravens are 4.5 points better than them.
Yeah,
that seems weird to me. The Panthers are a good team.
Yeah, I don't like it.
So I like that one it's a good team. Underdogs at their own stadium. It just seems off to me. So next one, my Cleveland Browns, you know, they let me down at the Steelers. Steelers are picked by 8 points.
Oh, the Browns. Swagger Mayfield's not going to lose by 8 points in Heinz Field.
Did
That's a fact.
They went to overtime, right?
They tied.
They tied. Okay. Yeah. I took the Browns as well. Eight. If it was six, I might go Steelers to win by a touchdown, but eight means I got to win by
a touchdown.
Something.
Plus.
Yeah. A touchdown plus. And I don't see it. The Browns play people tough. What is it? 3 games they went to overtime now?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, they beat the Ravens.
Yep.
So
they're
not
the
a pushover.
Earlier.
Yeah, they tied the Steelers.
Again, I think their talent far exceeds their coaching. I think talent is definitely getting them out of some jams.
Yeah. Their defense causes turnovers. Like, Myles Garrett's a monster.
I feel like if Greg Williams would, let go of the reins a little bit, that defense could do some freaking damage.
Well, they blitz, I think, more than any other team, and it's like, do you really need to? You have Myles Garrett. He could beat that guy.
And that Larry Ogunjobi is
really
good,
too.
I mean, they got him and Garrett in the same draft, and those are cornerstone
for
10 years.
Oh, I don't... They seem to... Again, like you said, it seems like their scheme is actually, and their coaching is holding them back some. I do think Mayfield's made, like, some pretty big mistakes. Like, he had one fumble where he just had the ball like hanging way out and some of that's, but he's also making plays when they need him too. So dealing with a rookie, ups and downs, but I'll take
but
the Browns.
He's
shown more than Sam Darnold did against us. That's for sure.
True.
That guy's trash. Sam Darnold at Chicago. Bears are a 7-point favorite.
Oh yeah. I'll take the Bears on that.
Yeah. I'm taking the Bears. I think a lot of this is we just saw the Jets and they look horrible.
Sam Darnold is going to wish he saw Danielle Hunter.
What? Again.
I mean, with Khalil Mack.
Yeah. When I looked at this, I thought, oh, you know, Jets, maybe they could. But then I just think the Bears are going to smother that offense. And the Bears can score. It's not, like, pretty. And Trubisky's he's relying on his legs a lot.
He's not.
But it's working. As soon as teams realize that he's just scrambling, he's going to have problems because his arm is not working for him.
No.
But I'll take the Bears. I think they get backed in the win column. It seems like our whole division could win this week. Besides, we'll get to them. Bucks coming off an overtime win at the Bengals, who got fucking spanked by the Chiefs. Bengals are a 4.5-point favorite.
At Bengals?
At Bengals, yeah.
I'll take Bengals.
I like the Bengals. I think coming off that loss makes this one even more. Like, you got one team coming off the high of winning an overtime game on a long field goal. Other team kind of got embarrassed on national TV.
And the Bucks aren't really the Bucks aren't good.
No. Yeah, the Bucks aren't good. The Bengals are good. They're not. Chiefs good, clearly.
Not many teams are.
Yeah. So far the Patriots.
Chiefs-Rams game is going to be so much fun. And that's in Mexico City.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Oh, they got a good one.
Yeah, they did.
Jeez.
They might have gotten the best.
Game of the year. That's probably the game of the year.
At least the hype leading up to it is definitely.
It's going to be, Hopefully it lives up to it. Yeah.
Watch it be like 9-7.
Yeah, watch it be a defensive struggle between two teams that don't even try to play defense. So what was I can't remember what game I was watching, but they said the Chiefs are on pace to give up the most yards of any team ever.
Oh.
But it doesn't seem like it really fucking matters because they score more than anyone. That's like a crazy team.
Wow.
Next up, Colts at the Raiders. The Colts are a 3-point favorite on the road.
I'm going to take the Colts.
I'm taking the Colts as well. I think the Raiders are sort of done trying or something. You want to talk Cooper trade, Amari Cooper?
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. And I like the trade for the Raiders. I think they ran away with that trade against the Cowboys.
I'm going to argue why I think the Cowboys, it kind of makes sense. I think it's kind of win-win for both teams. To get a first seemed like kind of a lot, but Cooper's only 24 years old. He's had 2,000-yard seasons.
Okay.
I mean, he's as old as Calvin Ridley.
Okay.
Who are you going to get at receiver in next year's draft that's guaranteed to be as good as Amari Cooper?
So, just because Amari Cooper had 2,000-yard seasons makes him good? I don't think he's a very good ball player. He's a really good route runner. Can't catch. He leads the league in drops since he came in the league, if I remember correctly.
I think he does.
He's unreliable. And if you think his quarterback and his team is the problem, you're going from Derek Carr to Dak Prescott, who I would not choose as a starting quarterback. I wouldn't have either of them start. But if I'm
Carr,
gonna have,
I would take Carr over
I
Dak.
I would take Carr over Dak.
But they're both like, they were both not nearly as good as people thought. I think it's just like, if Cooper can be more like the guy he was his first two seasons, yes, he's got some drop problems, but T.O. had drop problems. Like, if you get 1,000 yards as a rookie, and he had to have been, 21?
Yeah.
He's got talent. Now, like what they've been calling him out for is saying that he doesn't have, passion for the game, which maybe that is a problem. But now you've got that, what you hope is the number one guy. You got Gallup coming up as your number two. You already have a great slot receiver in Beasley. You got the running back. Dak sucks, but maybe you finally got the makings of, a real offense. Because right now, they were just pathetic throwing the ball. First seems a little steep, but like I said, if you believe in Cooper, you're getting a sure thing. Not like a sure thing, but a guy who you know is not Kevin White. You're not going to take Corey Coleman. You're not going to take Treadwell. You're not going to take Josh Doctson. You're not going to take one of these guys that just turns out to be a total bust. At least you know this guy has performed in the NFL. He's two Pro Bowls. Not that those matter, but you could just as easy take some guy that sucks.
My thing behind it is, now looking at the whole, John Gruden's whole body of work now. Now he's got 3 first-round picks.
I think it's interesting what they're doing. I don't, I want, I like we talked about last year, or last week. Like, he's there for 10 years. Or at least he can be. So, like, he can build his team exactly how he wants to. So, he clearly has some ideas about it. And now he's got 3 next year and 5 in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
He can do a lot with that. And if he doesn't like Derek Carr, you might need those draft picks to go get a new quarterback.
Yeah, you might. And now he doesn't have to, you know, give up future assets to move up to number one if, like, the Cardinals get the number one pick where they don't need a quarterback.
Yeah, who knows? He might just be sitting perfectly.
Yeah, he could have the 4th pick and be like, oh, here's 2 first-round picks this year. I've got my quarterback, and now I still have an extra first to play around and get something.
I mean, because the Raiders are going to end up being top 5 for sure. That they're terrible. What do they have, 1 win?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I don't see them winning much. Yeah, they're 1-5. They could easily get the number one overall pick.
So if they get the number one pick and they think Derek Carr is the problem, they pick a quarterback. I don't think Amari Cooper jumps the Cowboys into the playoffs. So now you have another top 20 pick.
Yeah, I don't see the Cowboys.
And then you've got the Bears, who I don't think are a playoff team. They might sneak in.
I don't think they will.
You might have 3 top 20 picks.
Yeah.
And that, you, if you're good at drafting, you only need a hit on 2 of those. I mean, obviously, you traded Khalil Mack.
And Amari Cooper. The problem is they gave up, like, players that, I know you don't think Cooper's good, but, like, he did perform for 2 seasons, and then Khalil Mack's really good. So, like, say they draft a receiver next year, what the fuck's the point?
With Khalil Mack, I think we, was it on air or was it afterward when we were talking about the Raiders? But Khalil Mack just, he had to have just not fit John Gruden's timeline. That's the only reason
I think it was really just Gruden doesn't want to pay anyone that much money. Like, he wants to have it more, maybe your quarterback, but, like, the Patriots don't pay people like that. They, like, it's more like flat across the board instead of paying. I mean, he got the most money anyone's ever gotten on defense.
They're paying Gostkowski, like, minus Edelman. I think Gostkowski is making more than, like, their entire half their roster.
Yeah, so, like,
it's crazy.
Yeah, it just seems like they don't. Like, they traded Chandler Jones.
They traded
Jamie Collins. They traded Richard Seymour. They do that stuff too. And it's Khalil Mack is really damn good, so it just seems kind of dumb. But maybe he just was like, hey, I've got this for 10 years. I want to build something. Like you said, maybe he doesn't plan on being very good for 3 seasons. And by that time, you're in the 3rd year of Khalil Mack's giant contract.
And he's 31.
Yeah, so it's, you know. But if you're the Cowboys, if Cooper, now the problem with the Cowboys is they did this with Roy Williams. And it was a disaster because he was never that. He wasn't actually as good either.
I will flip this, and Roy Williams had 2,000-yard seasons.
That's what I mean. Like, he had seasons that made him look good. Yeah. It could be very, it's very similar.
But on the flip side, I mean, Amari, yeah.
He's still 24. I do think he'll always have a drop problem, but there have been other receivers that are really good that lead the league in drops. You know, it's just because you get thrown the ball at them so much, they don't have, like, the best hands ever. But it really makes their offense, if he is, like, a number one, if he can be, like, that number one type receiver, it really, like, rounds out their team really well. Yeah. It moves Gallup or Hearns, whoever it is, to, like, your number 2, number 4 spots. Beasley's great in the slot. You got the running back, like, and the line, when healthy, is really good, so.
And, you know,
And that division.
Amari Cooper is arguably the best weapon Dak's ever seen.
Because he had, like, an older Dez, a more, like, washed-up Dez. And Cooper has 200-yard games this season. He's other games are, like, 10 yards.
And there's also a game where he was targeted once. So. Yeah.
Well, that's not his fault. Derek Carr can't get him the ball, you know? John Gruden's scheming away from him.
Not getting open?
No. He's a star. He's a star player.
Write that down. Hammers, put that in the log.
I feel like they probably could have got him for like 2 seconds or a second and a third. It sounded like the Eagles offered a second.
Yeah.
So if the Cowboys offer a second, don't you take the Cowboys pick?
No.
And I don't think that John Gruden was going to hold on to him.
No.
He wasn't going to pay him. So I think his 5th year option comes up next year. It's like $13 million. And then like this season he makes less than $1 million.
No, that's not.
No, true. Like, I think for the rest of the year, what they owe him.
Okay.
Something like that can't be right, though. He's a top five pick. Right,
yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right at all. Someone posted that on Twitter, so it doesn't sound right at all, though. Because when you're top 5, you're getting good money.
Yeah.
That guy was the 4th overall pick in the draft?
Mm-hmm.
Man. Yeah, he really, even though he has a 2000.
But the Cowboys can suck, and that could be another top 10 pick. Because they only have 3 wins. They could lose out, go 3-13. Boom. Facts only.
They could definitely be a bad team.
But are they going for the playoffs? Absolutely. The Cowboys' defense, though, like, has been playing better than normal.
Yeah. Their defense ain't bad. Like, it actually...
That Vander Esch is one of the higher-rated linebackers in Pro Football Focus, and I was not a fan of him.
Yeah, him and Jalen Smith?
Yep.
They're playing, both playing really good. And then the two ends they have. I think Jerry Jones was like, oh, okay, wait. We can. The division's not that great. I mean, the Redskins are in first. Eagles are 3-4. Like, we can do this. Let's go for it.
Well,
but he's, you know, he's an idiot.
He's lost it.
I mean,
he's lost it. He's an oil tycoon.
This is eerily similar to the Roy Williams deal. They weren't a very good team. They got desperate and they traded for a receiver that was bigger name than he was actually good.
Yeah. Their safety, Roy Williams, is better than the receiver, Roy Williams.
All right. So we both have the Colts beating them. On the road.
Oh, that's holding.
They don't call anymore.
Nope.
I think we had 2 in our game. Both in the run game. Not one holding call on pass play in our game.
Love it.
Packers at the Rams.
Rams.
Rams are a 9-point favorite. I'm taking the Packers to cover, not to win. To just lose by less than 9.
How?
Rodgers. Rams D is not good. Rams D is not good.
49-10 says otherwise.
Who'd they play?
I don't care.
Who'd they play?
I don't care.
No, really, I don't remember who'd they play.
CJ Beathard.
Okay, yeah. CJ fucking Beathard. I feel like if you play a team that can score, then the Ram. Then
is it in the Coliseum?
Right? Oh, yeah, it's in the Coliseum. Oh, yeah,
definitely.
CJ Beathard?
Rams by 9. Rams by 9.
Well, we got a lot of different picks this week.
Yeah. How'd you do last week?
Not as good as you. Overall, we're the same, though. Although, it's looking like Atlanta's
looking
up
like
by 8.
Might be one game better than you.
Hey, this game ain't over yet. Next is 49ers at Cardinals. It is a pick 'em.
49ers at Cardinals.
What a horrible game. This has got to be the worst game of the week.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather watch someone like a good team versus a bad team than watch two bad teams like punt the ball to each other.
Oh, wait, definitely. And that's a pick 'em. You said Cardinals and...
Cardinals are at home against the 49ers.
Cardinals at home against the 49ers. Cardinals just got their ass.
Do I
got
to repeat it again?
Patrick Peterson. Oh, give me the Niners.
I'm taking the Cardinals.
That's silly.
Patrick Peterson, yeah, demanding a trade.
Yep.
And now it's like, what did I read?
He wants to go to freaking New Orleans or Philly.
Yeah, I heard New Orleans or Philly. Please don't go there.
Ugh. I'd like to see him go to Pittsburgh or New England because that's on the other
side. Yeah, I'd like for him to stay in Arizona where they're wasting his career.
Well, Steve Wilks said he's not trading him. The GM said it's laughable or something like that. That they'd want.
What's his contract?
He's like in the middle of like a 5-year deal.
Okay, so they don't need to do anything if they don't want to.
Oh, no. I
bet they don't. They'd have to get like 2 first-round picks for him or something. They're just going to give him away.
Yeah, and the Saints already lost their first-round pick for Davenport.
Oh, right. God, the Eagles are always involved in this crap. They offered for Cooper. They rumored to try to get McCoy.
Bell.
Well, yeah, the rumors with Bell. Mm-hmm.
Stupid.
Next, Saints at Vikings.
Viking, is this one 1.5?
It's 1. That's when I looked. We're picked by 1.
I'll take the Vikings.
Which means on a neutral field, they say they're better, right? Basically, a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, because we get 3 points for being at home.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it doesn't always work out that way, but...
No, that's what it is.
No, there's obviously, like, the Chiefs have a better home field advantage than the fucking Chargers do.
Betting-wise, you always get 3 points.
No, that's just, like, a thing people say.
No, you get 3 points.
That's not just a real thing.
It's a real thing.
I know it's, like, a real thing that you give points to the home team, but it doesn't mean they just go 3 every time.
It is.
No, it's not.
The home field advantage is worth 3.
Oh, no matter where you are, no matter what stadium you're in, even if you're in New Mexico or London, huh? You're a moron, Ryan.
Oh, home team.
Home team gets 3 points even though they're in London.
Oh, well, no, that's not a home
team. Oh, the truth comes out, Ryan.
It's a neutral field.
Oh, and the Chargers play on a neutral field, too?
No, they don't. Chargers have a home team.
Chargers have 16 away games, unless they're in London like they were. Then they have a neutral game. I'm just saying, you play in Arrowhead is a lot different than playing in Jacksonville.
Not my fault. I don't make the rules.
You're an idiot.
I just bend that.
There are no rules. It's just like a guideline.
No,
like,
it's not a guideline. It's a rule.
I don't even think you know what you're talking about. You just went 10-2 and didn't place one bet. You should be ashamed of yourself. All right, so we both like the Vikings to cover 1 point. Remember last week you said give them 17, I'd still take them? You would have got that right.
I know.
I'm pretty worried about this game. I really remember last year's Saints game, and that was a hell of a time. Both of them. Both the first one where we beat the shit out of them, and then the second one.
I'm more nervous about this game than I was going into the Eagles game.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is probably the most nerve-wracking it's been since the Rams
game. Rams game, I kind of expected to lose. Eagle game, I was oddly confident. And this game,
it has this Packer game feel.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in between. I'm nervous, but I think we can beat them.
Yeah.
Hopefully the injuries don't decide it. That'd be annoying. That if we just don't even like get to suit up Rhodes and Linval, and then it's like, okay. Hey, maybe you beat them. If we go into the bye week, what is it? 5-2-1
5-2-1
If that's we got right through this gauntlet of Eagles, Rams, Saints, Packers.
Packers on road.
Yeah, the road Packer game, and you're 5-2-1 That's and nice. One of them's a loss to the fucking Bills. You did pretty good.
Yeah, going through your. Yeah, coming out of the first half of the schedule, 5-2-1 Then you've got a bunch of division games.
Let's just run through a bunch of division games.
The Patriots.
Yeah, what have we had division-wise? Just one?
Yep, just one.
We come out of the bye, and we play the Lions at home.
Lions, Bears, Lions?
Lions, Bears, Packers. So we get three division games in a row. Home Packers, home Lions, away Bears.
Okay.
Say you go 2-3 in those.
2-1
Yeah, because that's math-wise. Yeah. You can't play five games in 3 weeks against three opponents.
Okay, so that would be 7-3-1
And then you got Patriots on the road.
7-4
We'll call that
a
loss.
Let's just say it.
Then you got Seahawks.
8-4-1
Dolphins.
9-4-1
Lions on the road. Let's give them
9-5-1
And then the Bears at home.
10-5-1
Yeah.
Looking at an 11-5 season.
Mm-hmm. So you've lost to Detroit, the Patriots, and then one of those first three division games. That's three losses in the second half. That's a weaker half of our schedule.
5-3
We could definitely do better than that, too.
6-2 is feasible. Hell, you beat the Saints. Let's say we beat the Saints with a couple of injuries, a couple of our starters being hurt. You could easily run the table, go 8-0
You could run that second half.
7-0 See, you could just lose to the Patriots or just lose one division game.
Yeah.
You could go 7-1 and finish potentially 12-3-1
Yeah. Nasty. That should get you a bye week, especially if it's the Saints that you beat. I mean, what game would we be underdogs in? I would say the Patriot game and maybe the Bears on the road.
Bears on the road.
Do you think?
I bet the Bears on the road just, get one.
Yeah, I bet it's like a 1 point line their way. And then Detroit on the road, I still think we're favored.
I bet we're favored by one.
Yeah.
One and a half.
And we're definitely favored for all of our other home games. And then Seahawks on the road, I'm sure we're favored. That's all the game. So if we lose this game, we're 4-3-1 I mean, I still don't hate that for this, the way that the schedule fell. You got to win six more games. You got to win at least six more games.
It just sucks. Knowing that you had, quote unquote, an easy win at your in your laps at the bank in the Bills, and
you had your idiot kicker cost you a win and give you a tie instead. But if so, now if we go if we win, say we win three more games, or not, we get to 9-6-1
Yep.
I think that actually probably gets you a wild card spot. Because I just think like I think a 9-7 team would make it, but then we would obviously because 9-6-1 is better.
There's no way we are losing this division, though.
Yeah, I would be kind of surprised if we lost this division. But maybe, I don't know, maybe the Packers get on a roll.
Packers won't. There's no way. There's no chance in hell the Packers can. You know, the only way,
they
the,
have
Packers,
a tough schedule
the, only
too,
way the Packers get on a roll is if, like, Rodgers pulls out last week out of his ass all over again. Like, just those late drives.
And that was against the 49ers. And he did
he did it against the Bears.
Yeah, that's true. Like, two of their wins is literally Rodgers, like, just carrying that team.
Which
they got the Rams this week, so they if going into the our bye, they'd be 3-3-1 I would be hard. Do you think 10-6 wins this division? Or 10-5-1. I think it does. I think 10-5-1 wins the North. I just think it's a, like, the Bears, Packers, and Lions are all kind of in that same area, 8 to, at their best, 10 wins.
Yeah.
7 to 10 wins.
You know, the weird thing is, I think, I guess the NFC South is better than the North, but the North might be, like, the toughest. What? The North and the South is toss-up between toughest division.
Yeah, I mean, the West is Rams and 3 bad teams. The East is a bunch of bad teams. I think the Eagles will get it together at some point.
I think just, yeah.
I don't like the Redskins. They're so, like, schizo. Like, they lose to, like, who did they lose to that was, oh, they got smoked by someone, the Saints, and then they beat the Packers. Like, it's just, like, they seem weird to me. But, yeah, like, the South and the North, they're both, they're all kind of good teams. The Falcons get this win here. They're 3-4.
Oh, they won last week, too, didn't they?
Yeah, so they're kind of backing in. I mean, the Bucs are 500, Panthers 4-2, Saints 5-1. But let's just win this game. Vikings picked by 1. We both got the Vikings. The final game of the week. Biggest spread of the week. Patriots at the Bills. Patriots are 2 touchdown favorites.
14 points.
14.
At the Bills?
At the Bills.
I'm going to take the Bills.
Taking the Bills. I took the Patriots, and I have one reason. Derek Anderson. That dude sucks.
Oh, that's...
They announced he's starting again. I think they scored 6 points last week. 10 points. What'd they get? They got completely clobbered by the Colts.
Can I change that?
You can change that if you want.
Yeah, that's right. They've had...
And I don't think... Like, the Patriots have a bad defense. The Bears put up like 30 on them. But the Bills have like a historically bad offense.
5 points against the Colts.
Yeah, the Colts have a horrible defense and they scored 5 points.
Oh, wow. 56 yards.
They just clinched the Falcon win. And the Patriots' offense is coming together. I mean, Gordon, Edelman. They lost Sony Michel, though. I don't know how. I think he's going to be, like, okay, but he's definitely not playing this week. I think
it's a sprained MCL. Yeah.
He looks good. He looks really good.
They made a good pick with that.
Well, if they get Gordon to stay, like, on the straight and narrow and, like, being good, they've got a young running back. Gordon's still relatively young. I mean, was he 27?
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah. So, I mean, that's 2 good pieces for an offense. I mean, I don't know how long Brady will be around.
Edelman will stick around for another couple years.
Edelman will stay wherever the hell Brady is for. They'll probably retire together. Yeah. Well,
no.
Gronk, I don't know if his body's going to.
Yeah, he's got a timeline.
I feel like this could be his last year. Maybe one more after this. I feel like they purposely don't use him as much. Like, they're like, okay, we'll save you for the playoffs. Or, like, we really need you this game. Like, all right, now you'll throw the ball. I mean, he didn't play this week. What was wrong with him? Back?
Just everything.
Yeah. General soreness.
Yeah.
You see Deshaun Watson drove to the game because of his lung?
Yeah. Because they were worried about the air pressure. But then all I'm thinking is, isn't it a pressurized cabin?
Yeah, but that still screws up with you. Like, I get, like, sometimes I get, like weird pressure in my face, like, when you're landing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, I can, like, it'll be, like, I'll get, like, a headache.
Well, I guess ears will pop.
Yeah, ears pop like and that stuff. So, like, yeah, I guess they're just, like, we don't want to deal with any of that. I don't know. It was bizarre. It's like, he's good enough to play football, but he can't fly on an airplane. Like, yeah, you know, like, get him out there with that bruised lung.
He definitely is not good enough to play football.
He played, they won.
Well, I'm just saying, like, If you can't fly,
yeah,
probably shouldn't be getting hit.
Just get out there with that bruised lung and busted up ribs. Doesn't he have like bruised ribs or something too?
Yeah,
he's all fucked up. But
bruised lungs and broken ribs.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah.
Sterling
wow.
Shepard. Oh my
god. This game won't end. This game just won't end. So that wraps up the picks. Do we want to finish off? We're at a reasonable time, minute 30. I just wanted to cut a quick touch on the Timberwolves. They just got another win. They're 2-2.
2-2.
We talked before the season started that we thought the Timberwolves fans would boo him. And then immediately, as soon as he did good, probably start cheering him. That's exactly what happened. And I feel like we're playing well. Like, I kind of think that our little theory of, like, maybe this, like...
Light a fire
under the team to, like, perform. It's kind of been like that. Butler didn't play the second or third game of the season?
The third
game, because we lost, then we won. Yeah, so I think we could easily be 3-1 had Butler actually played, because we played the Mavericks pretty well. Evan Ingram just almost missed a touch, or just missed a touchdown, and Ryan needs him to score. I need him not to score.
I needed a 10-yard touchdown from Evan Engram. Seven standard points. That's 70 yards.
Eli's patting his chest. He's saying it's his fault. He apologizes.
I sat Sterling Shepard for Taylor Gabriel an hour before kickoff on
Shepard
Sunday.
Has well over 100. Just got another long pass. Yeah, he's probably got like 150 yards.
Yeah. And yeah. Taylor Gabriel had 20 yards. It's
there's Shepard again.
There's Shepard again.
But so what do you think this Jimmy Butler thing goes? You think they just hold on him for a while now? I think he's going to be around until like the trade deadline.
I think he's around until the trade deadline.
And depending on how good we're doing, like if we're doing good, I bet you we just keep him. And yeah. It's like,
well, count just our play. Losses. I'd rather make a playoff run with you
than
blow it all up.
And get Josh Richardson or like one random guy. So.
That's the wrong tight end.
He was down and he was Red Ellison. It'll be an interesting season. They're 2-2. I'm excited. I want to go to a game. I wanted to get to that one last week. See the boos, see the cheers. Oh, it's just good stuff.
MVP chance.
That's right. I literally think those are like, it's Minnesota Viking fans, or not Viking fans, but like just Minnesota fans are like desperately trying to get him to change his mind. Like he'd be like, wow, I demanded a trade and they're still chanting MVP after one game. Like maybe I do like these people and I'll stay, but
no, he's
like, there's more to it.
He doesn't like us.
Yeah.
I don't even like us for doing that.
Did they just run QB sneak two times in a row and not get it both times?
Yeah. And then it was quick snap too.
And they have no timeouts.
Yep.
12 seconds left. They're down by 11 and they're not kicking a field goal. Explain that.
Makes no sense.
You need to score a field goal, a touchdown, a two-pointer, and you drain the entire clock to get a touchdown.
Pat Shermer not good. He's the Andy Reid.
Poor. I mean, now you got Odell a touchdown for no apparent reason, but good job.
What's the line?
Oh, the line of this game.
3.5.
It's 6.
Oh, I lost.
Pat Shermer, genius. The guy had money on the game. There's no doubt about it.
What the fuck? bullshit.
They have 5 seconds to get an onside kick and then kick a field goal. We'll see how Pat Shermer pulls this off. Going for two first, though. What do you think? Do you know anything about these Twins managers they're interviewing? I don't know anything about them at all.
I forget his name. The Spanish guy for the Astros.
Okay, I do like grabbing an Astros guy.
He's the bench coach for the Astros. He replaced Alex Cora, who's now the manager for the Red Sox. As Astros bench coach. And I believe he was on the Red Sox staff between 2012 and 2015. They won the World Series in 2013. So he's been around a bunch of winners,
and those organizations or both those are like analytical, like definitely into that, which I think meshes better with our
front office.
I don't think Molitor fully was on board with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he was just about playing baseball.
Yeah,
the old fashioned way. You know,
bunt him over. Yeah, you know,
bunt him over. Get your glove
station
dirty.
To station. Get your glove dirty. Get your glove dirty. Play the game the right way.
Exactly. And so I like him. I forget his name and I know I can't pronounce it. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, but I like him.
Astros bench coach.
And then there's
Joe Espadada.
Yeah, I believe that's
it. Yeah, the Astros hired Espadada. I don't know how to pronounce it either. After Alex Cora left, the Astros to become the Red Sox manager. Okay.
I'm a fan of Espadada. I wouldn't mind Rocco Baldelli.
Where's he from?
Tampa.
Okay.
Analytics, full analytics from
Tampa was kind of the originator of.
They shifted so like 4 times as much as the rest of the league last year.
Oh, with their defensive shifts?
Yeah, they shifted everyone.
Who is Joe Madden? Where is he these days?
The Cubs.
Cubs still? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And he, and the Rays were surprisingly good this year. They won 88 games.
Yeah, they were.
And you just didn't hear about the Rays because the NL East was just overrun. You know, the Red Sox won 108 games. The Yankees won 100 games. Like,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, the Red Sox won the AL East by 8 games, and the Yankees had 100 wins. The Rays were 20 games back, and they won 88 games. They didn't make the playoffs because the Oakland A's won like 97 ball games for the wild card.
Was it like a really lopsided, like there was really bad teams and then really good teams or something this year? Because that seems like crazy teams could have been that good.
And like the Mariners, I think like won 86 games. But after like the playoff teams and the Rays and Mariners, it was just nothing. It was just even the Angels, they've got the best player in baseball in Mike Trout.
Has he ever made the playoffs?
I think the first year.
Like his rookie season they made it? What is happening? It's ridiculous that they can't figure it out.
So bad. It's unbelievable.
Well, hopefully we turn it around because
I
would like to watch baseball more, and I just wasn't into it this year because
so hard to watch bad baseball.
I want like meaning like an exciting player like Liriano was. Or, I mean, Berríos is like was almost that, but he's just
Berríos. Like when I see that he's pitching, I try to at least catch a couple.
And if I'm gonna go to a game, I'm like, oh, can I hit a Berríos start? Yeah. Like.
But instead of Cal freaking Gibson every time. I swear I've seen Cal Gibson pitch eight
times. I swear every game we go to, Cal Gibson is the pitcher.
Cal Gibson's always throwing.
And it's usually like four innings.
God. Well, that's the thing. He'll either has a terrible start or he throws like eight shutout innings. It's Kyle Gibson. Let's go.
He's coming around. How is that?
He had a career high in strikeouts this year. And he had like a ERA sub 3.5.
Yeah, so he's, you know, what is he, our number two starter?
He had a better ERA than Berríos.
Is Irvin Santana still going to be around?
He's a free agent this year.
Oh, is he? Okay.
We've got hardly anyone under contract, I believe.
And Mauer is not officially retired yet?
Fact.
But it certainly made it look like they retired as he put on a fucking catcher gear and shit.
Yeah.
But is his deal over?
Yeah.
Okay, so who cares? Even if he did come back, it'd be for peanuts.
Yeah. Well, we don't know. It'd be peanuts.
It wouldn't be whatever he was making.
I'd still pay him $12 million.
What did he make last year?
23?
24? Well, yeah. I mean, what did we pay Logan Morrison?
7.5.
Okay, I'd give him like that much.
Are you kidding me? Joe Mauer is worth so much more than fucking Logan Morrison.
Yeah, but Logan Morrison got that based on what he did the year before, not what he did this year. And he had like 40 home runs a year.
Joe Mauer is a gold glove first baseman. He's worth at least 12.
You can find gold glove first basemans at, you know, just all over the place.
I'm not arguing this. No. Stop being ignorant.
I'm ignorant? You need power from your first baseman. You need like. You can find a guy to bat 280 and put him at first. Gold glove. Doug Mankiewicz was a better first baseman.
Well, I mean, Doug Mankiewicz is awesome.
Doug Mankiewicz was awesome. He was a better defender. Those diving plays he'd make.
Mauer makes diving plays too. The only thing that differentiates Joe Mauer and Doug Mankiewicz are, well, two things.
One got paid.
Three things.
Yeah. Mankiewicz played for like peanuts.
So Mauer got paid.
Yeah.
Doug Mankiewicz chewed bubblegum. And Doug Mankiewicz had high socks.
Okay, so you've just named three things that are very much in Doug Mankiewicz's favor.
Oh yes.
Plus he won a Super Bowl with the Reds.
Super Bowl. Really?
Yeah, he won a Super Bowl. Little known fact.
No, well, didn't Dougie win a gold medal though?
For what?
US
chewing bubblegum?
Baseball? Back when baseball was still an Olympic sport? Back in like 2002?
Do they still do the World, what's that classic?
World Baseball Classic?
Yeah, they do that still?
Every 2 years. 2 years? 4 years? 2 years. 2 years.
That's always a good time.
Who was it? The Netherlands. Was it the Netherlands or Denmark? I don't know, one of them. One of them, great. Fantastic. One of our managerial candidates apparently managed the Netherlands club, and they made a sweet run.
Okay, I hope that's not the best thing on this resume.
I think it is.
I managed the Netherlands in the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yikes. All right, we should wrap her up. I think we're good.
Yeah, yep. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
At Grips and Gorak. You can follow me on Twitter at Grapes07, and you can follow Mr. Gorak over there at 10th puppy.
Yeah. So do that. Like our Facebook page, you know.
Like us on Facebook.
Listen, download, listen again, download again.
Yep. Subscribe, unsubscribe, and resubscribe. Bump us to the top of the charts. No Titans talk this week for Phil. He subscribes.
Is that a bye week team?
Must be a bye week team.
Okay, well, what do you think about the Titans so far this season?
Trash. We're done here.
You know, yeah, you know who I hate is Derrick Henry.
Oh, God.
Really? What's your deal? You should be good and you suck.
You are 6'3", 275 pounds of pure muscle, and you run a 4.5 40. Don't tell me you're not good at football.
Yeah.
You are built for football, and you're not good at it. It's like being a freaking tank and not being.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, why are you just fall forward for 4 yards at least? You can't even do what Latavius Murray does.
Exactly.
Murray would kill for like your athletic ability. The dude has barely any, and he's. Oh. I mean, at this point, what did you think about them going for two?
Didn't like it in regulation.
Okay.
In overtime, you know, like because you know you can score a touchdown, then the other. No, that's
that not... would be a win.
Yeah.
I feel like
I don't like it. Okay.
I don't like the play call.
Why is Mariota under center? That's one thing I don't like. Why is Mariota under center on your 2-point play? And also, Mariota, yeah, you probably should have just used those fucking legs and
When you have a running quarterback like that and you're 2 yards away, I feel like just anything where he has the option to run the ball, like not just like,
and you can't do that under center, like on the 2 yard line, like that's just dumb.
Well, the only reason you're under center is to like what, give like a threat of a run. It's like they all know
there was an empty backfield.
Well, then yeah, then it's totally pointless. So I don't know.
Also they didn't have like a full like goal line like down lineman. I think they the other team still the Chargers still showed like 3 or 4 down linemen. QB sneak it if
you're you should have just hiked it and ran it. They should have done the old QB draw like Culpepper used to do all the time. Spread him out, shotgun, dig one step back, and then right up the middle.
His bread and butter.
He was a beast at it.
Loved it.
I don't know if that's like, on. Is that like this? I mean, you're 1 yard away from, if you can get 1 yard, you win the game, or you go to overtime and you have to like, I wonder if like statistically it's the right play. I feel like it probably is.
I it's gotta be, otherwise you don't do like, unless variables just is.
Like just this wants to be bold. It just seems to me like you need 1 yard. Now you go to overtime and you give them the ball. Okay, now you have to make sure they don't score. Then you get the ball. Now you have to score. Like,
you know, because you go to overtime, your odds are 50-50 going into the coin toss because you're either going to get the ball, and then I think your odds probably shoot up to like 66% if you get the ball.
Yeah,
and then it's.
And then it is what it is, like all of a sudden. It's like, what would you want in overtime? You'd probably want to get the ball to the 1 yard line, maybe 1 yard away from scoring. The only problem is, if you miss it in overtime, it doesn't mean you lose. In regulation, it's over, you know? So it's kind of like, I don't know. Like, if let's say you got down to the 1 and you went for it in overtime, if you miss it, they're stuck at the 1 yard line. So I think you could do it either way. If he'd have got it, everyone would have been praising him. Like, what a bold call. The guy's a genius.
Weren't we even talking?
I think we were.
Call
That we thought he was going to go for it. And the one thing I do like about it is I do think the Chargers are a better team than them. So if they would have went to overtime, I would say the Chargers probably would have figured out a way to beat them.
Yeah.
So the only thing the Chargers tend to fuck up, and they tend to have a kicker that can't get a kick through the uprights.
I've never even heard of their kicker.
Well, yeah, I think they got rid of the first guy, so they had this, I don't know. But Titans suck.
Yep.
Get a better team. They're bad. Their jerseys looked a lot better in photos, too. I'm out on them.
Yeah,
I think they look ugly on them. I thought that it looked really cool when they showed the pictures in Twitter, like, early on, like, before they actually put them on. It's a bad-looking jersey. They should go back to their old ones.
Yeah, they definitely screwed that
up. They need a new quarterback, so.
And they should have stuck with the white helmets.
Oh, yeah, that's the biggest problem, is their white helmets were way better looking.
Oh.
And their logo was, like, too small. It's, like, weird looking.
Yeah, they
that whole team's going the wrong direction, you know? It's really a disaster.
It started out really well, you know? They drafted Rashawn Evans and Harold Landry, and then they got those jerseys, and it's just
really yeah. And then all of a sudden, it was like, oh wait, Marcus Mariota not good at football. So
Derrick Henry not good at football.
Yeah, yeah. Corey Davis,
flashes of.
Yeah.
Better than Amari Cooper.
I don't know about that. We haven't seen it yet. Corey Davis has done shit, but that's mostly Mariota's fault. So, but Cooper's had Derek Carr's whole career, and that guy's not that good either. So,
yeah, I know he's got Dak Prescott.
Not that good either. Yeah. All right. Well, that's your Titans talk for the week.
All right. See you later.
See ya.